All right. Welcome, everybody, to the regularly scheduled meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Trustees. This is an exciting night for us, exciting for our nine new firefighters that we have joining us. So we get started. Could everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We have in addition to our pinning ceremony, we have a full agenda, a public hearing tonight, departmental reports. We've got the whole gamut. So, like I said, I'd like to welcome everybody. And for those citizens watching online, I would like to say thank you. We had a levy renewal with an increase last fall that was supported overwhelmingly by our residents, and that enables us to expand our fire department, bring nine full-timers on board for continuing 24 service just due to the growth of the township. So thank you to the residents. Thank you for the applicants. Thank you for everybody in attendance here tonight. Chief Bernhard is going to give a few comments. Before we get started, we'll turn it over to Judge Hazard as well.
Good evening and welcome to the badge pinning ceremony for our nine of our newest family members. For these nine professionals, this marks the beginning of a new career, and for our department, the beginning of a transition. Today, each of these firefighters will submit to their oath of office administered by Judge Hazard. Following the oath, each of the firefighters will be pinned by a family member, friend, or mentor. Allow me to read some excerpts from an article authored by Chief Robert Rialsch, our former Ohio Fire Marshal. A firefighter's badge is a symbol of public trust, Firefighter's badge is a symbol of public trust and service that originated with the Knights of Malta. The shield badge is representative of the shields used by the Knights to defend themselves. The cross design, which we commonly refer to as the Maltese cross, comes from their emblem painted in red on their shields. The Knights of Malta had a creed or belief that their purpose in life was to serve those less fortunate with honor and integrity, which defines the service to others that we provide today. Public trust is a tremendous responsibility. As firefighters in our service to others, we are the only service in the United States that is authorized to enter a home, business, or property, whether the owner is present or not, for the purpose of extinguishing a fire and protecting that property. Residents invite us into their homes during the worst days of their lives, knowing that we are there to make things better. This public trust is a tremendous responsibility, so I ask every time you put on your uniform and pin on your badge, remember the trust that it represents in the higher code of conduct that we collectively must uphold. With that, I would ask each of our new firefighters to now come up front to be sworn in by Judge Hazard. At the conclusion of their swearing in, we will individually call up the firefighters and their family members, friend or mentor, who will be pinning them.
Yes, and I'd like to welcome Judge Daniel Hazard from the Maumee Municipal Court, which Monclova Township falls under the auspices of. So thank you, Dan, for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
And hopefully none of us have to see you professionally.
I was promised that you won't try to put in an amphitheater tonight. So. Okay, welcome. What a great day, huh? You want to raise your hand, please? I state your name.
I, John Sterling.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the laws and constitution. Of the state of Ohio.
Of the state of Ohio.
In the United States of America.
In the United States of America.
The policies and procedures of Monclova Township.
The policies and procedures of Monclova Township.
And its fire rescue department.
And its fire rescue department.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Honestly and impartially.
honestly and impartially.
Discharge the duties of firefighter.
Discharge the duties of firefighter.
To which I have been appointed.
To which I have been appointed.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Firefighters, after your pen, just return back to that position, and then after everybody is done, we'll do a group photo with everybody. So, up first is Firefighter Dylan Turner. Firefighter Turner is assigned to A shift and is being pinned this evening by his wife, Stephanie. Schultz. Firefighter Schultz is assigned to C shift and is being pinned tonight by his wife Jana, daughters Dana and Anna, and his mother Christine. Mom couldn't make it, okay.
Hi. Hi.
Okay.
Want to go really far? It's not fair. I needed a step stool.
This is what I should have done.
Next, we have Firefighter Robert Roach. Firefighter Roach is assigned to B shift and is being pinned by his wife, Jamie. Next, we have Firefighter Jay Jehoviak. Firefighter Jehoviak is assigned to A shift and is being pinned by his girlfriend Caroline and their daughter Caitlin. One of our new recruits. Firefighter Jacob Tweetmeyer. Firefighter Tweetmeyer is assigned to C shift and is being pinned by his girlfriend Rachel. Firefighter Jacob Wilford. Firefighter Wilford is assigned to A shift and is being pinned by his girlfriend Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Firefighter Douglas Bergman. Firefighter Bergman is assigned to B shift and is being pinned by his sister Amanda and his nephew Tristan. Firefighter John Minduffick. Firefighter Minduffick is assigned to B shift and is being pinned by his wife Jessica and sons Chase and Logan. Joshua Stagner. Firefighter Stagner is assigned to C shift and tonight is being pinned by his wife Katie. Concludes our pinning ceremony this evening. We'd like to thank everybody who came out in support of our firefighters. You are welcome to join us next door in the fire station. We've got some pizza and other refreshments. So thank you.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out before, and certainly family and friends. Not got to worry with our meeting here tonight, but there's, like I said, as Kevin indicated, but before we go tonight, wanted to recognize we have Ken Booker up here in the front row, our maintenance supervisor. This is his last meeting. He's retiring after after 17 years with the township. Ken and I see his lovely wife Sharon back there is going to do some, and his family, they're going to do some traveling and do some things. So Ken, would like to thank you for all your service to the township. You know, those late night phone calls of ice and trees going down and things like that. Just like our firefighters, EMTs, your crews are on call 24/7. So we have a proclamation here that we'd like to read. Resolution 0117-2023-01, recognizing Kenneth D. Booker on the occasion of his retirement. That it is appropriate that the Board of Trustees for Monclova Township should honor those in their years of service to Monclova Township have performed with uncommon dedication, remarkable service and commitment to ECLIS, and I will certainly say that about Ken. Whereas Ken Booker is one such deserving person who has served with distinction for 17 years as an employee of Monclova Township, whereas during his remarkable 15 years road maintenance superintendent and cemetery sexton, Ken Booker has led the township in countless improvements in road maintenance operation, ultimately maintaining 66 miles of township road, servicing 22 square miles of township jurisdiction, assuming responsibilities for building projects, constructing parks, recreation facilities, and monitoring improvement of historic Swine Creek Cemetery and the administration of Roth Memorial Cemetery. And whereas Ken Booker has been a loyal and dedicated public service during his career as he has striven to give his best efforts to achieve the goals of the Board of Trustees of Monclova Township, first with the maintenance department and then ultimately as its supervisor, all while demonstrating the utmost professionalism and ability, he has earned the respect of us college and the admiration of the Monclova Township citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of Trustees of Monclova Township, Lucas County, Ohio, that we extend Ken Booker our best wishes for a happy and fulfilling retirement and thank him for his many years of loyal service to the Monclova Township and its citizens. The 17th day of January, 2023, Trustees Herschel, Vickery, and Lang. Thank you. If you come up with Sharon and your family as well, get a picture. Get a picture as well.
Oh, you gotta get out of this one too.
All right.
Okay, Chuck. All right.
Trustee. Yeah, take one more picture without Chuck. Yeah, I got a picture. Without Chuck. Oh.
That one you can frame.
Yeah.
Chuck's
family.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Very much. It's been a joy.
Sorry. This will get me right coming Friday.
Now, if you want to go get some pizza.
Enjoy pizza. We wanted you to have a great time. This was amazing.
Beautiful building, beautiful.
I know, that's why they don't make the first
Hey, Mr. Herschel, the usual.
Thank you for coming.
He left. He went out the door. You need to grab him?
Trustees have it. We're going to make an addition to under new business. We have an engagement letter with our attorney to discuss. So we'll be adding that under new business and also under executive session, adding to confer with our law director regarding a legal instance. And just adjusting the fiscal officer's got another appointment. So we know we got a public hearing scheduled at 5:45 and the applicants are here. So please be patient with us tonight. It's not every meeting we swear in 9 new firefighters. So.
I move to make those changes to the agenda.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. All right. So, Gavin, you want a couple items in your report, and then we got a couple things to discuss, you and I.
I can move to approve $268,171.53. To pay the bills as presented by the fiscal officer.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
I should have financial statements wrapped up by the end of the month, and I can present them at the next meeting, and I'll get you the appropriations also for the next meeting, so we can go through both of those. Other than that, I have no other action items for this meeting.
Okay. And then just with that, under your report, just for information, for Kevin and Matt, thank you for the budget you got to us last week. I did have an opportunity to sit down with Gavin yesterday for about 2 hours. We went through a number of things, found some income, which is good. Found some areas that we thought budget a little high, where expenses were higher than the historical average. And then just got what we thought a better number, just trying to clarify the overtime number and then the salary number. So we're not going to take action on this tonight, but just we can discuss this after the meeting or going forward. Yeah, or you're going to email them out, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, well, there was, like, for example, one of the areas, like the EMS fund, we had 200,000, but it was like 260 last year.
Last year was 250. Yeah.
So we just boosted that number.
And I did that very conservatively.
Yes.
Because
yep.
That's not what we should really count on that much. So.
Yeah, and we got some more accurate FICA numbers and the Medicare, things like that. So.
Okay.
You haven't seen final year end, but I think we ended at 265 in collections this year. So
okay.
The trend is higher than the two. We were the last couple of years specifically. So
If you want, after the meeting, you can just get together, talk after your emails out, because I got some notes on one of the drafts here. But like I said, we went through about 10 different line items yesterday to do calculations on some historical items. Just so.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other items in your fiscal report?
Nope.
All right.
Thanks, Gavin.
Yeah, see
you. Okay. All right. Lieutenant John Leach is not here to address the board, so we don't have a report from the Sheriff's Department. John didn't give
it. Yeah.
Right.
Do you want me to
steal?
What's that?
Yeah. All right. Being that it is now 5:55, and we do have a public hearing scheduled, I'll make a motion to move from general session into public session for the purpose of hearing zoning file Z17C375.
Second.
Second
by Lane. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
All right. Eric, do you want to give us a summary of the case, please?
Sure. Sure. The property owner, 3802 Albin Holdings, LLC, is requesting a zoning change from C2 General Commercial and C3 Office Commercial to C2 General Commercial and R3 Multifamily Residential at 3802 Albin Road. The site is currently undeveloped with the exception of a public utility station along the south property line. The property is approximately 9.75 acres with approximately 660 feet of frontage along Columbia Western Road and approximately 635 feet of frontage along Albin Road. The applicant has indicated that they are requesting zoning change to construct a multi-tenant commercial building on the corner of Albin and Columbia Western Road and a 16-unit structure on the proposed R3 portion of the site. And the applicant has not yet provided a preliminary drawing showing proposed building footprints at this time. The Planning Commission staff recommended approval, and the Planning Commissioners also recommended approval of the request. The Zoning Commission was evenly divided, and so they had no recommendation.
Okay. If is anybody here in the audience, including the applicants, who would like to give either testimony for or against the proposed zoning change, would you please stand up so I can swear you in? All right. I state your name.
I, Greg Feller.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence...
At the same time.
Yeah, I'm doing them all.
Oh, okay. Jim say it.
Okay.
Okay. I
said okay. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give before this board is the truth and shall I answer unto God?
I do.
All right. Thank you. You may be seated. All right. Before we get started further on this, we'd just like to say that based on conversation, even though that I do not have any personal interest in the property, or any personal gain to be gained by the zoning change, that I have been advised by our council and by the Ohio Ethics Commission that I should recuse myself from the discussion of the zoning case. So I'm going to...
Why would that be?
Based on the discussion we've had with the Ohio Ethics Commission. Based on previous...
Because they're a client of Premier Bank?
Based on the recommendation of the Ohio Ethics Commission, I'm going to recuse myself from
this
case.
And you decided this today? Or you've been working on this since you made the public hearing? Because if they've used Mercy Health, or if they purchased something from...
I talked to Dawn well over 2 weeks ago, and I shared it with Trustee Vickery on Friday, because she will have to assume the chair responsibilities.
Maybe I need to recuse myself and not do the business of Monclova Township residents.
I'm just basing my... recusal based on conversation with Dawn and the Ohio Ethics Commission.
Dawn's still here. Can I hear what she has to say? Sorry, Dawn. I just learned today, Trudy knew on Friday, and you learned 2 weeks ago, that Chuck Fields, the Ethics Commission, doesn't think he can vote on this project. I'm not sure why, and if it's because you use Premier Bank, I could have a similar conflict and want to make sure I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't know if our applicants are using Louisville Title. I know they're using Feller Finch. I don't know if they've ever used a Mercy Health facility. So I'm surprised, and I'll be happy to suggest we postpone because I don't want to do anything wrong either.
As I understand it, the applicants are clients, customers of Premier Bank, and rather than there be an appearance of an impropriety, I believe that Trustee Herschel, that is the reason he is recusing himself, which will require him to leave the dais and not participate in the deliberation.
So not an ethical violation, an appearance of impropriety. This leaves me in a quandary. Now, do you have this appearance of impropriety when you sit on the JED board and approve incentives for Service Spring or anybody else we give incentives to? Do you have this, if Harold has a checking account at Premier Bank, is there this impropriety?
It's all on a case-by-case basis. And I am very careful to not cross that line.
I don't know that I feel comfortable. Don Feller is a member of the foundation board. Again, Jim Lindsay, a member of the foundation board.
You can ask the attorney her opinion for you.
Yeah, I'd have to do that some other way, I would think. Not a surprise. Feller Finch has come to us many times. I've never asked before that Louisville Title is your closing location. It does not benefit me at all. It's not an ethical violation. So that we're now getting in a difficult decision-making process, an ethical violation or an impropriety. I think it's a...
What's going to change at the next meeting if we postpone it? Chuck is still going to do the same thing.
I'll make a decision. Whether I should recuse myself on this board can't do business. So you want me to make the decision? You want me to be the person to make an ethical on the spur of the moment?
This isn't a spur of the moment. I had conversations with Don.
It is for me, spur of the moment.
Well, that's recusal means that I'm not discussing this with people outside legal counsel. And I shared it with Trustee Vickery on Friday, the fact that she would have to assume the role as chair during the public hearing.
I don't think that I have an ethical violation here. I don't think there is impropriety if people asking for a zoning decision have used a Mercy Health facility, have given to the Mercy Health Foundation. I don't check their records ever. I would have no idea if you were a donor. Yes, sir.
We have a relationship with every bank in town. So does that mean we can't do business anywhere?
They can't be a trustee is what Chuck's saying.
But I disagree with that because we do have those relationships and people can talk about township business in the township regarding the township without letting outside forces impact that. So I disagree with that.
And I'm basing my decision on the information that I shared with the Ohio Ethics Commission and their recommendation, Susan Willicky, that said it would best to recuse myself.
Well, I just think that I should do the same thing then and see what Susan thinks.
This board will get no work done then because one vote is not going to carry anything.
Oh, no.
So, excuse me, you guys can do this for every public meeting.
Did Harold give to the Mercy Health Foundation? Should I be able to vote on his pay increase? I don't know that. I don't look it up, so.
Well, you're not the Mercy Health person in charge of everybody underneath you. You are an employee, correct? Are you an employee of the foundation?
Yeah.
So,
but even if I was the president of the foundation, it wouldn't make a difference.
You're an employee.
We all are at Mercy Health.
Right.
We're all employees, just like Chuck's an employee of the bank. Maybe I shouldn't put you on the spot. Maybe we should just have me recuse myself or postpone this meeting. I don't know how the applicant feels about that.
I do not believe that it is necessary that Mr. Herschel recuse himself, that it is his personal decision. He has to be comfortable with the decision and based on his direction.
So it's not necessary for me to recuse myself, though there could be a relation. There is a relationship of some sort with the...
I'm basing my decision on the recommendation from the Ohio Board of Ethics.
Well, I'm asking for that same opportunity.
You guys have never bought a machine, right? Have you ever bought a machine from Mueller Machinery? Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. I can live with your opinion, Don. I will stay and conduct this hearing for the residents of Monclova Township.
I don't need to hit the gavel again, do I?
Do you want the gavel? I have the gavel. See you. Thank you.
First, we're going to ask for any test. By the way, it is 7 after 6 o'clock. It is January 17th, 2023. This is a public hearing for zoning file Z17-375. Thank you guys so much for coming and giving your guys' time for everybody who's going to be giving testimony. First, I'm going to ask for any testimony in favor of the position to come forward. I'm going to ask the person to testify. Make sure you state your name and your address for the record. And who would like to speak first? Make sure you're coming up. Give all your details who you are. You're good. Yeah, you can call it wherever you want.
Okay. Greg Feller, Feller Finchin Associates, 1683 Woodlands Drive in Maumee.
Slowly.
Sorry.
Kathleen touched fast, though.
She knows it.
I talked fast, sorry. So I have a few things I want to go through, but just kind of recap. Obviously, we're asking for a zone change to C2 and R3. And I just want to make sure everyone keeps in mind, it's the whole property right now is currently zone commercial. C2 along 20A in Alvin, and C3 along the back. So just to kind of give you a sense of what we're asking for here. So right now the existing C2 area is 5.2 acres. So it's 5.2 acres right on the corner that is currently zoned C2. And then the C3 that's currently there is 4.5 acres. We are asking for, we're reducing the C2 to 3 acres, so almost cutting that in half. And then the balance of the property, 6.7 acres, will be the R3. And also just want to point out, I'm sure you guys know this, but just want to point out that there's already C2 zoning and R3 zoning on the northeast corner and the southeast corner across the street from us. So there's already two corners that have very similar zoning to what we're asking for. Kind of want to touch on the land use plan. So we feel very strongly that the land use plan supports this request. And I'm going to read, this is from page 82, the high-density residential portion. And it says, it talks about there's some existing multifamily R3 zoning in the township. And then it goes on to say, given the desire to ensure that a range of high-quality housing options exist for township residents of all ages and the limited supply of apartments, small areas located north of Fallen Timber Shopping Center and near the Alvin Road, Maumee Western intersection are also designated for high-density residential development. So your land use plan specifically calls out this area for high-density residential. So I want to talk a little bit about the Plan Commission. So obviously, when you submit a zone change, it's got to go to Plan Commission. So the Plan Commission staff recommended approval. You know, they do a staff analysis, and I'll read a little bit of their analysis, but the staff recommended approval, and obviously Plan Commission recommended approval as well. And just to kind of touch on the reasons that the staff recommended approval, so the last paragraph of their staff analysis says, based on the property's location, in conjunction with general commercial and multifamily zoning to the north, northeast, and east, the site's consistency with the 2021 Monclova Township Comprehensive Plan, so they recognize that it meets the land use, the future land use plan, and its anticipated minimal adverse impacts on surrounding properties in the area, staff recommends approval of the zone change. So they, the Plan Commission staff recognize that it falls in conformance with your land use plan. They recognize that there's minimal impacts to the neighbors, and they also recognize that there's similar zoning in the area on those other corners. So I want to talk about density a little bit. I know Eric threw out the number of 16 units. Not quite sure where that came from. We've done a rough layout. We're looking at about 40 units. But if you look at the zoning for R3, the multifamily, it allows 5,000 square feet per family or per unit. So if you take the 5,000 square feet over the 6.7 acres, that would allow a total of 58 units per zone. We're asking 40 is what we want to do. That's about allowed would be about 8.6 units per acre. We're going to do like 6.7 units an acre. So the zoning that we're asking for is quite a bit less than what would be required. The density that we're going to do is quite a bit less than what the zoning would allow. And then I want to talk a little bit about uses. So as I said before, you know, the whole entire property right now, 9.7 acres, is zone C2 and C3. Some of the uses that could be built right now without many approvals, without zoning approval, would be building materials, storage, motor vehicle body shop, motor vehicle service stations, like a gas station, are just a couple of the uses that are allowed in the C2. Those can be built on the corner today. Then the balance is C3, and in my opinion, this is probably the most likely outcome, would be a self-storage facility. Self-storage facility is allowed in C2 and C3. So this could be almost a 10-acre self-storage facility today, as it sits. Obviously, that's not what we're asking for. That's not what we want to do. We don't think that's good for the area. We don't think that's good for the residents. We feel that our request is more in conformance with what's there, better for the neighbors out of there. So the 3 acres of C2 on the corner is, and given the setbacks in the overlay district, that's really reducing the amount of commercial that can be put on that site. Basically, what we'd like to do is, a strip commercial building with maybe some professional service type uses, maybe a small diner, those type of neighborhood support uses. And then, again, the balance would be the R3, which would provide a buffer, like a step-down zoning from commercial on the corner, R3, to the lower residential or lower density residential around us. And that is supported by the Plan Commission staff report. And they said the C2 general commercial zoning will be reduced in size, and the R3 multifamily residential will serve as a transition between the commercial uses to the north and the single family uses to the south, therefore minimizing any adverse impacts on existing single family uses. So we do feel like that the request that we're making is much better for the community than what's there now. Planned correctly, we have the transition from the commercial to the lower density residential. So I guess just to summarize it real quick, we do feel like our request is consistent with the future land use plan. It was supported by Plan Commission staff and the Plan Commission. It's consistent with zoning on the other corners, and it will limit the amount of commercial that can go on the corner and also provide that buffer from the commercial to the neighbors. So, any questions?
Let's hear from everybody. I'll have lots of questions, I'm sure.
Thank you. Who would like to speak in favor of the zoning at this time? Come on up, please. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Jim Sayed. I live at 7853 Quail Creek Road, Maumee, Ohio, which is in the homestead. First, I'd like to start off by saying I'm a Maumee resident, Monclova resident for the last 25 years. Love the community. I've been here. I've done many projects in and around the area. We've acquired this corner, and its current zoning is C2 and C3. Now, that allows a wide range of options for us, and I want to touch upon that. But we're not asking for anything that's more than this. We're trying to reduce it and step down and have a suitable transition for the community. I mean, I drive by this property 10 times a day, and I don't want to see a self-storage facility or a truck stop. That's not what I'm looking for. But I have a duty to myself and my company to develop this land in a suitable manner to benefit the community and benefit ourselves. The Planning Commission has recommended approval of this. They're in favor of this. Everything that's been presented to them, again, the number 16, I don't know where that came from. When we initially met, when we started talking to the Planning Commission, we just had a very early preliminary plan, and subsequent drawings have gotten us down about 40 units, single story, two car, two bath. I mean, very attractive, low profile, nothing high rise, nothing of, you know, of the maximum density allowed in the zoning district. It's consistent with the land use plan. That's part of our decision making here is we evaluated the land use plan, we evaluated the surrounding properties, and we found that this use was extremely suitable and logical. And what we're asking for is a step down in zoning. You know, most people fight to go the other way. We're going the other way. We're trying to reduce the impact to the community from that corner. And I just, you know, one of the things that I personally had a problem with at the zoning meeting is they lost sight of the fact that it's C2, C3 today, and we're reducing the amount of C2, so it's a smaller footprint on the corner, and it's reducing the C3. I even spoke to the previous landowner, who had the property that was involved in the litigation to get it to C2, C3, and he basically said, I'm surprised you're doing that, because we had to fight uphill, and he even insinuated that the township wanted residential transition in that area. Again, I'm just paraphrasing. So I believe that this is a suitable use for the community, and it would be something you can all be proud of.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there somebody here who would like to talk in opposition to the zoning change?
There might be more.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw two raise their hands.
Oh, that's right. Only three people. Yep.
Come on up, Jackie.
My name is Jackie Abraham. I live at 3561 Alvin Road.
Can you speak up just a little so the guys in the front row can hear too, Jackie? Or we can turn it a little bit so you're not just off base on us.
I don't think they really care to hear what I said. And they probably heard most of it. So I'd like to thank you for allowing me to speak tonight at this public hearing to consider a zoning change from C2 general commercial and C3 office commercial to C2 and R3 multifamily residential. It's the most dense residential apartment offering in our zoning code. There's a lot of history attached to this corner, as well as all four corners of Maumee Western Road in Alvin. Originally, the corners were zoned as far back as the 1950s and 1960s with 1 to 2 acres each of C2. They remained farm fields, or for this corner at numerous times, a general store, a gas station, a leather shop within that 1 acre corner, and then it was finally torn down. A zoning request in 2006 to change the 1 acre parcel in a recently purchased agricultural zoned lot with a home next to this corner for all commercial was voted down by the zoning and trustee boards at that time. Residents of Monclova came to the hearings and expressed their views and concerns with turning this rural location into highway commercial zoning, anticipating another airport highway or Central Avenue style commercial start, continuing up and down Maumee Western Road. The community was listened to at that time. 2 years after, the community was heard regarding the corners of Alvin and Maumee Western Roads. The investors of these lots sued the township for their decision. A judge, without public input and ignoring our Monclova community's desires, allowed a summary judgment for the C2, C3 zoning for this parcel under discussion tonight. The lots then sat empty with sale signs for years and years. The investors before you tonight are not asking for a downsizing of what the court Court gave them in 2008. What they are requesting tonight is far more intrusive, nor does it fit the general character of the immediate surrounding area and the rural character of the township. This request before you is not in harmony with the current uses of our surrounding properties. I don't believe this request before you takes into consideration the abutting multi-acre AR single-family homes and the effect this dense request of R3 multi-family apartment living will have on their properties and lives, nor those of us surrounding this corner in all directions. This is not an adequate step down of land uses. The C2 commercial area is also the most inappropriate zoning next to housing. C1 neighborhood isn't great either, but has more restrictive commercial uses versus highway uses a C2 would allow. However, the investors aren't requesting a less intense zoning of C1. History has shown the US 23 475 area and the airport area on our western border are the appropriate and preferred areas for commercial and office uses. They have the appropriate infrastructure. This board recently approved $1 million investment in the downtown area located on Monclova Road for sanitary sewers, opening up the downtown area for another area for quaint neighborhood businesses. This zoning request, in my opinion, does not enhance the immediate abutting homeowners' properties, nor those like myself a stone throws away. The County Planning Commission said this request is compatible with surrounding zoning and land uses. Agriculture, AR, multi-acre residential, and RB residential are the current uses. C2 highway and R3 dense multifamily apartment living are not compatible. The County Planning Commission said it is anticipated to have minimal adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Reality is it will have major adverse impacts. The County Planning Commission says higher density residential is preferred if clustered adjacent to neighborhood commercial. There is no current viable commercial there now. They are promoting spot zoning in a rural residential area without any concerns for the impact to existing rural homeowners. No one who lives near this property prefers higher density residential. If this land is allowed to be rezoned, the control over the development without benefit of real plans is gone. There is a lack of step-down uses before you. You have existing multi-acre agricultural residential next to a proposal of the most dense residential rental and the worst highway commercial. They're saying that it's going to be a minimum of 40 units, but they could go up to 58 on 6.7 acres. If you would count the amount of homes that are just on Elbin, I don't even think that would reach 40. And they're going to stick 40 on 6.7 acres? I just can't fathom that. And they're saying, well, it won't be a storage unit, but it certainly will look like one. R3 allows for 2.5 and 3-story apartment rentals. This board a few years ago voted down apartments on Maumee Western Road less than a mile east of this property. The old Gettert Greenhouse property located behind Stonebrook Subdivision and across from Renwood and Timber Valley Subdivisions and west of the Homestead Subdivision. I ask you to be consistent and do the same here. Don't allow R3 zoning. Keep what the court gave in 2008 if these investors choose to give us something worse. C3 office is much more preferable than multifamily and apartments that R3 does allow. C3 also contributes tax dollars to the township. These investors can say there won't be apartments or rentals, but the reality is that they can with R3 zoning. C2 zoning serves a regional market, another word for highway commercial. They are high generators of traffic. Some of the most undesirable uses are bars and lounges, car wash businesses, motels, internet gaming establishments, motor vehicle shops, gas stations, restaurants with drive-thrus, and sexually oriented businesses. These investors should be asking for a downsizing to C1 neighborhood commercial if they are truly selling the idea of neighborhood commercial. Again, they can say neighborhood uses will be built, but the zoning gives them the right to deliver the worst highway uses we could imagine. Our sheriff's department will be kept very busy. These investors can sell this property once again, once we get the zoning changes, and market to those who will build apartments and highway commercial uses. We may not be a modern subdivision neighborhood with an HOA that has block parties or holiday parties, but we are an established neighborhood. We do care about our neighborhood. We are owners who are concerned with property values, crime, safety, and increased traffic. We are very concerned about our general welfare. I believe our land use plan is a set of possibilities, not cast in stone. It must be beneficial to abutting and surrounding neighborhoods when considering major changes to the landscape. Their desires should take precedent. The highest standard of protection should be adhered to for existing homeowners. The zoning request before you tonight is much more detrimental than what the courts ordered without public input or concern. Please don't approve the zoning change. It will not enhance our lives. It may lead to owners selling off their properties with the goal to expand commercial up and down Maumee Western and Elwood Road. And who could blame us? Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Jackie, I'm sure I'm going to have questions for you, too.
Thank you. I'd be happy.
So I'm going to close the portion of the public hearing by motion.
I'm not prepared to close the public hearing. I'd like to be able to talk to the residents and
I'm sorry. I thought we closed it, and then we... It's fine. My bad. So Barbara's got questions. We all have a lot of questions. I've got questions, too.
I am just now slightly recovering from the experience of our chair abandoning his role. So I apologize entirely to this room, to anybody who's listening, to the people that read the Maumee Mirror if she decides to print this, but I am still beyond appalled at what has happened here. And what it comes down to is unanimous. I used that word wrongly. Now I just used wrong in the working session, but it comes down to a unanimous decision. I don't think that I am able in any way to force our chair to sit here and make a decision. So no matter what, it's going to have to be a unanimous decision. Even if I say, do you want to postpone this and we can try to figure this out? I feel comfortable that though I may have involvement in some way or another with people you've hired or who you might close with or who you did close with, that I'm not ethically violating my role here. I'm not sure, but Jackie may have donated to my campaign at one point or another.
I don't have to worry. I took no donations.
I'm not sure. I don't know that she did. But
so I supported myself.
But so to try to wrap all this around what just happened here is a little bit shocking to me. And again, I just want to apologize. And saying all that got my heart rate back up. And I think this is a very difficult situation. I'm going to lay out why I think it's difficult. And for full disclosure, I met with the attorney and you to talk about, hey, what are we doing here? We have an audience member in the back I've met with, we've talked about. Those corners have been, as Jackie described, in play. What'd you tell us, Jackie, 10 years?
Well, 2008 was when their lawsuit was, the original, well, that people bought the
2008, Mr. Sawicki, let's just use his name.
Right.
I was the no vote on Mr. Sawicki, and Judge Zamuda is who you're referring to when you talk about C2 and C3. But the other two corners are under another decree, and that requires, that is a judgment we worked out in the township, though it's old, and so it doesn't quite meet what we're doing today. And then, Eric, here's where I need your help. The last corner has already been decided, and tell me what that corner is.
By the last corner, you mean the...
Stony Creek corner.
Yeah, that's
kind of... That's where I asked to have it up there. And
that's going to be... I'll point that out. Let's see.
So over
is
here...
Is that a PUD?
It's C1 PUD.
So right there, that's going to be
that's
C1.
That's why we
PUD.
Said yes.
Because it's a PUD?
Because it's C1. C2 is just as Jackie described. It's a Taco Bell on the corner. It's a gas station on the corner. And you have it right now, just like Gary Sawicki said. You have it. Is there anything else? I asked for a bunch of stuff last time.
Yeah, I provide...
Jackie gave us a history. Are you in agreement with that history?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much what she said. I mean, there, I did have one... The applicants had mentioned, asked where the 16 units came from. That came from the Planning Commission report.
Yeah.
And so it said that in the report. That's why I repeated that, 16 units.
So the Planning Commission maybe thought they had 16 units
I'm
in the plan?
I'm not sure of what their thought process
sure.
were.
I think they thought 16 buildings.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually not. So that's
okay.
Too many.
So maybe they wouldn't have voted on it if they thought there was 40 to 60 plus.
I know.
And that looks like a
I thought something important, and let's not go crazy because we will have to close the public hearing. I thought some important things that Jackie said, and maybe you can address, are that we have commercial planned, and I know what our land use plan says. I absolutely know what it says. But we have high-density commercial planned at the highway, our C2. We have industrial there, and we have it at the airport. I don't know what our total units of apartments are in Monclova Township, but when the corners are finished, you guys want to like triple that number. So that doesn't seem very practical from an elected official point of view. So how do we work through that? And I think we need to work through it because we have to be unanimous in the situation we find ourselves in.
So it is zoned for multifamily.
No, it's zoned for C2 and C3.
Right. If it goes down to R3, it would be a multifamily zoning.
They're asking for
right,
R3.
Right, which would be multifamily.
Yes, do you want to describe multifamily? Because we don't have anything
yeah.
but multifamily.
Yeah, I can read
R3.
It
could be three stories. It could be. Can I just hear what R3 is?
Sure.
Yeah. It says purpose for R3 multifamily. The multifamily residential district is to provide for medium to high density residential development on lots which are served by public water and public sanitary sewer and located in proximity to community services such as public transportation, shopping, and related urban level services.
Does it describe the apartments or the dwellings?
It doesn't describe it in a lot of detail. No, it just has development standards where it talks about for multifamily, like minimum lot sizes and things like that. How
can it be three stories then?
Well, it gives a maximum height. So for multifamily, in development standards, you could go up to three stories. That's what the code currently allows. That's under development standards.
What's the smaller one, R2?
No, we don't have, we have a R1, which is a single family.
So you have R, what's other, name other R3 developments?
Like Redwood is R3.
Okay.
Encore off of Jerome Road would be
okay.
R3, stuff like that.
Because they're connected, they're R3.
Basically, yeah.
And they are all single story because they're in a PUD and they guaranteed it or it was part of the zoning?
It was what they proposed. They were in PUDs. It's what they asked for. Yeah, they're all single story.
They're in PUDs. Okay.
Lower density.
The other point, and I think you missed the boat there with zoning. I think you would have got zoning approval, which might have been helpful for you. If you had real plans, right? If you showed us the real house, the real layout, and you're not in that part of the development process, and you didn't want to invest in it or whatever, or you just don't care, you want just us to approve zoning.
Can I address that?
Sure.
So I go through this all the time when
we
do zoning, and everyone asks for a plan. I don't like to give, and we have a plan. I'll show it to you if you want to see it here. But I don't like to give plans out during zoning because zoning is about. Is the use appropriate?
It's
not about driveway widths and number of buildings and driveway location. Like, and the problem is when you submit a site plan with zoning, you get into all those issues that really have nothing to do with the zoning. It should be about, is this zoning appropriate for the area? So that's what we're planning on doing right there. They're single-story units. But again, I don't like giving that out because it muddies the waters.
But on the flip side of that is the elected official gets to trust what you say.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, just to go back, and I hate to say it, but, you know, and you're right, the C2, there are uses that, you know, some more intensive uses. It's much more likely to do a use like that when there's 5.2 acres of C2 as opposed to 3 acres. And you can see on the layout, that's all I could get is a little commercial building. It's not huge. Because we have big setbacks. There's a 150-foot setback off Maumee Western in the overlay. I think there's a 100-foot off Alvin Road. When you start taking those setbacks out of the land, plus my stormwater requirements, my parking requirements, there's just not a whole lot you can do. There's not a whole lot of buildable area left, which is kind of why we shrunk the C2 commercial to what we did, because that's all we want to do. If it stays as is, that's a 5.2-acre C2, I can do a lot more stuff with 5.2 acres, given, you know, when you take away the setbacks, and then I can with 3 acres. I know, you know, there's some uses that are not desirable, but we're shrinking it. It very much limits what they can do. The fact that map is C2 and C3 is there today. I mean, how it got there, obviously I wasn't involved in that. It's there today. You know, we're trying to make it better. And we do feel like this is better. We feel like this is better for the neighborhood. This is better for the area.
And I hear the neighbor saying you can make it better. You can make it better than C2. And I think she also said you can't do R3, but I'm not sure that I'm in agreement with Jackie on that one. So,
they could sell the land tomorrow again. This place could flip and flip and flip.
And that's what we've experienced. We've absolutely experienced that.
And it could, but you're not going to be able to do anything else with it because, again, the C2, there is only so much you can do with that 3-acre parcel that we're trying to establish.
I can tell you that from a Monclova perspective, we have prepared for those corners to maybe reflect history more or be more urban in nature than rural in nature. We put a TIF there because we're expecting growth. Mm-hmm. We know those are C2 and C3.
Right.
We have made every commercial venture thus far agree to joining a JED. We agreed to the land use expert excerpts you read. So it's not like we're not aware that besides the strips we have, that we have little teeny pockets. But what I hear you saying, he's kind of representing you, is that this is the best I can do. I want my C2, my truck stop with my nice-looking apartments behind.
Truck stop.
Yep, C2, I got to go with the worst. You want me to say Taco Bell? What would be the worst C2? I campaigned on this sentence, and I think she can probably quote me. We don't want 20A to look like Airport Highway, and you have C2. You have 5 acres of C2. You threaten me with that now. I don't know how many times. You have it. You have it.
Yeah.
But C3.
But if you want us to do something, if you want me to change that, I gotta hear what you're doing for the township and its residents. And I don't saying you can have C2 in a smaller version isn't going to be enough.
Eric, is there future plans for a roundabout at that 29 Alvin Road?
Yeah, now we talk roads.
I don't,
thank you, Greg.
Honestly, I don't know of any plans for a roundabout there. There may be. I'm not aware.
I haven't heard
about that.
County.
And the roundabouts seem to be going in more and more places, but I don't know of anything specific for that.
Because that would affect that corner big time also.
It would.
I think the other thing that's probably going to affect that corner or that road is actually the interchange, which is something that just has happened in the past year and a half.
Yeah.
That was out of our control.
Well,
it's going to be, you know, a main highway no matter what way you look at. Because
it's always been planned to be a highway. 28 has been a highway in Monclova Township. And when I say I don't want it to look like Airport Highway in my campaign.
So question first of all, do I need to close the public room if we're going to have discussion, or do you want to take any more questions? I'm not sure, so that's why I'm asking. Do we have to close it's my first public session, so I'm trying to just wing it according to this piece of paper here.
Yeah, you can close it.
Does anybody else have anything? I know you guys have.
Oh, great.
So I kind of got thrown into this, so I'm kind of like, if I'm stumbling through it, it's...
You knew about it on Friday. You had 4 days over me.
My name's David Schmidt, and my address is 5135 Main Street in Sylvania, Ohio. And I guess I'd just like to address a couple of things. One of them is you asked about the roundabout, and I've met with the county and ODOT, and they're definitely planning on the roundabout there, just to clarify that.
Do you want to share your interest in this corner?
Well, so I've got a number of interests. I'm one of the partners in Stony Creek, so that's why we were meeting with ODOT, as the county and ODOT want us to spend substantial amounts of money to improve that intersection. And in the course of those discussions, it kind of came out that, yes, that's what they want to do there as a roundabout. So I guess I'm just trying to clarify that I wouldn't say they're definite 100%, but that's what they'd like to do there. And it makes sense, I think. I mean, they've got roundabouts, further out, 20, right?
Yeah, they do.
And that seems to be the belief of the future. I don't know why everyone likes the roundabouts. So. But, I also wanted to just address the whole multifamily and apartment thing because, we do build, the same type of units that they're building, and we've got a number of communities that are like that. And I think what everyone has to realize is kind of like we are becoming a society of more and more renters. I mean, it's definitely the kind of the wave of the future. More and more people are renting, and less people are deciding to own homes. That doesn't make them any worse of a resident. You know, it used to be the old apartments that were three stories high and a bunch of young kids, and they were $500 a month, and, a sea of parking lots with lights, and, they may be undesirable, but the type of communities that I build and that I think they're trying to do, are not that type of a resident. I mean, honestly, if you go out to any of these communities that are the villa type, I guess, if you will, rental type communities, whether they're condominiums or what, and you actually sit there for a couple hours and look at kind of what the residents do and how they live. They're very quiet. They keep to themselves. They've got a little tiny patio they use once in a while. They're really the most ideal type resident that I think you could possibly get. But every community, is struggling with, they hear the word apartments or multifamily, and right away all they can think of is three-story traditional built in the 70s type units, and that's not what these are. And the residents are very, very desirable. They're not a detriment to the community. They're an asset.
Can you list some of your area?
Sure. We've got Orchard Creek on Bancroft. I've got Brookridge Place on Holland, Sylvania. I've got Timber Valley up in Michigan. We have Garden Gate out in the South End. And I've got Woodland Hills in Sylvania.
Is that behind the Meyer?
That's Addison Place.
So that's Addison Place.
That's Addison Place.
Okay.
But that's the same product. My partner built that.
Okay.
He partners with me on the other project. So it's the exact same type of project.
Which is like Encore.
Yes.
The one
same thing
Mike
as Encore.
Already.
He actually was a partner on that too. So
okay.
We've kind of got three or four people that are partners in various things, and some of them are involved in some. But yeah, so it would be like Encore. And like Addison Place that I think, you know, I had mentioned before was something to look at. But
you're describing a luxury rental with, and it's not age required. You don't need to be 55 or older to live there.
That's correct. We have not, one of my communities we did age restrict, but, you know, to be honest with you, there really isn't a need for it because most of our tenants are over 55 anyway. I mean, we're getting a lot of elderly tenants that are renters by choice. They just decided they don't want to be a homeowner.
Or somebody who is going to live here temporarily. They have a job for a year or something like that.
Yeah,
or
we get that. And we get, you know, that's a, you know, limited number. We're getting more and more divorced men or women that are in their 40s or whatever, that type of thing where the kids are gone and they get divorced and they really don't want to buy a house. They don't know what they're doing. But I would say we're predominantly, and I don't have it with you, at some point I can get you our statistics as far as our tenant base goes, but it's predominantly over 55, you know, type residents. But so I guess all I'm trying to say is I think you heard me say, you know, apartments are not a dirty word, you know, especially these type of apartments. There's a need for this type of rental housing, and the people that are living here are not undesirable. I mean, they are really, they add to the community.
And they'd like to be in Monclova Township.
Yeah, some of them do, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they want to be everywhere. I mean, they, you know, if we do Sylvania, there's people who want to be in Sylvania. We do Maumee, there's people who want to be in Maumee. And, you know, every community, I think, needs to have rental housing, especially in this day and age. And this type of rental housing, I think, is probably about as good as you can.
So from your perspective, when I say it's going to triple, and I'm making that number up, right, but we take however many apartments we have now and this could increase it quite a bit. You're saying there's a need for it.
There's definitely a need for it, yes. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at all the national statistics, you'll see that in every category, in every age group, whether it's young kids that aren't married yet or divorcees, but particularly old people, there's...
Older, right.
I'm in that category older. Myself. I just turned 65, so... yes, I guess I'm older, too, but yeah. And, you know, there definitely is a need. Without a doubt. And they're not undesirable tenants. They're really not. I mean, they're good tenants. So, but I just want to make that point about apartments.
I appreciate it.
And everybody kind of looks at them like they're a negative, but they're really not. They have their block parties. They're very social people. They're the same type of people that are buying our buildings only they decided not to buy for whatever reason. And so I don't think it's really the negative that a lot of people think it is. So then I also want to talk about transitions and zoning and stuff. There's been a lot of talk. I mean, you know, right now I think that's all zone commercial and whatnot.
It
I mean,
is.
Most of the corners that, you know, the other three corners have a transition from commercial on the corner and then R3 and then into residential, and that's good zoning. It's a transition where you step down.
The judge did this one.
Well, yeah, I mean, he probably realizes that, but I mean, I'm just saying, you know, having commercial zoning right up against rural residential or right up against farmland is just not good zoning, and that's kind of what this corner is now. So, I mean, having, you know, like the other three corners are where you've got commercial on the corner and then you have multifamily. And I'm not saying I'm in favor of three-story multifamily because, you know, that may not fit with the character of the neighborhood, but certainly single-story type multifamily is good step-down zoning, and it does provide a nice transition between the commercial and the other residential properties. So that's my two cents. I'm just trying to give you some,
thank you, Dave.
I guess, experience from the apartments
thank
that
you
we have. Yeah.
I hear Jackie talking during yours, and I hope she'll come up and talk about apartments or whatever you want to say, Jackie. You don't even have to come up. You can sit there. We're not that busy.
Undesirable. What I'm saying is if you allow R3, that's what they can do. That's what it allows. They are not doing a PUD. They are not stipulating, casting anything in stone that these are going to be one story. They are not promising us anything. And
gotcha.
We had an owner, and then he flipped it. Well, these people could find that it's going to be too expensive with the roundabout and the setbacks and everything else, and they could do the same. And if you didn't allow apartment-style living and on the Gettert property, why come down farther? I mean, Gettert property was much more closer to shopping and bus service, and everything else, and they were next to other communities. But you know, I mean, it was right behind Mr. Feller's house. Did he have an influence? I don't know that wasn't passed. You I'm worried about the underlying zoning and what it allows. And they are not coming back and saying, I want C1 or I want, you know, a PUD, that there's a minimum of these many units. They will all have garages. They will all have, you know, non-street parking. They will have, you know, no rentals. I mean, they're giving us nothing.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying, I'm thinking they will give us the worst.
Right.
They can give us
right.
the worst.
And that's what you get.
Jackie, if I could ask you, would you be in favor of it if they were garages and single story and they would define them?
You know, I really don't see why. I think you may be building these for them.
No,
or
I'm not.
I don't know where someone from Sylvania or for that one is in the business really has a right to voice other things.
Expertise.
But how do we know where's the area? I'm sorry, but
they just Stony Creek. Right?
Yes, and he's a part
of Stony
Creek. He's got all of Stony Creek, so he's got tons of business here, so I appreciate his expertise, you know, coming in, and, you know, because he does have a lot invested also in Winclova.
But he's trying to calm me down.
I hope I'm doing a good job.
Sorry. You guys, it just started really bad. I apologize again.
We understand.
Thank you.
We got you. They heard you.
Thank you. I won't bring it up again.
So I do have, before you go on, Jim, I'm sorry. But I know Adam Hoff, who sits on the zoning board, right, sent us a email back on October 21st. Okay. His biggest thing was, and he's the one that also heard your guys' case and was split, am I right, that he was one of the four votes. And I had sent this off to you guys. I don't know if you saw this. I said it might be good for you guys to refresh what Adam had to say about what he wrote to the Planning Commission. So his biggest thing is, again,
sidewalks.
Right. It's the big thing is the sidewalks. The big thing is connectivity to different things going on. But a lot of people don't understand. We've had how many, Harold has suggested they want bike paths down Alvin Road. Well, again, we don't control Alvin Road. It's a county road. But Adam's big thing is to go, and I printed it off on the 25 for Adam when he presented this to the county commissioners, but they also approved it. But his big thing was the sidewalks, walking activity, biking activity, and this kind of stuff there too.
Right.
I mean, you guys can't promise us everything. You could if you did a PUD, because then you're kind of not limited, but there's a little bit more control.
There are conditions we could put on a zoning approval.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I can tell you sidewalks are going to be required by Planning Commission when we do our site plan.
Yeah. The problem is there's sidewalks to nowhere. So
that's right.
Well, just in front of that yellow house, the sidewalk to nowhere on the big roundabout, you look, those people had to put that sidewalk in front of that huge house, and it goes nowhere, so people walk from a sidewalk to mud, back to a sidewalk, back to mud.
Until it's developed, it's going to go nowhere. And Alvin Road's already developed, so.
You're not going to put sidewalks in front of your 2 or 3 or 4 acre houses.
They're not. They're already built.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know your point.
We actually do have sidewalks in front of those 2-3 acre parcels.
Yeah, you do, guys. Oh,
right.
On that part, I'm talking about the established part.
But I agree with you. They're kind of sidewalks to nowhere.
Right. But so, he mentioned about sidewalks. So the only reason I brought this question up, I'm assuming because of all this, sidewalks are going to be provided in the subdivisions I'm just trying to think of what else Adam had here, just the connectivity of future planning in the next 20 years. Hey, Jim.
I just want to touch back on a couple points. First of all, I'd like to address, you know, the fact that Monclova's a rural community is fantastic, but development does happen. As long as it's intelligent development, it makes sense. 28 is going to be a highway. When they finish that overpass, you're going to have a lot of traffic down there, and it's going to change the character of the road. And I'm not proposing changing every parcel at Budding 28 to something more intrusive to the community. What I'm suggesting is change is going to happen. But as long as you guys can control it and have a say in it, that's fine. The word high density is a misnomer in my mind, because we really can't, with all the restrictions that are placed on every parcel. Medium density to me is probably the best case scenario. High density is not something we're looking for, and I can publicly state right now, it won't be any more than 40 units on that property. And when I say 40 units, that's individual units, but they're going to be connected. So maybe nine buildings is what we're talking about. And when I say nine buildings, it may be a cluster of four, a cluster of six. And that's it, and that's just for efficiency purposes. Two-car garages, extremely attractive, luxury units. The typical tenant, as Mr. Schmidt was attesting to, is a 750 credit score. Probably makes $150,000 a year. They're not people that are Section 8, and I'm not discriminating against anybody. I guess what I'm trying to say is these are well-to-do individuals that choose to be renters by choice. And they may have sold their home. They may be in transition. They may just want to travel all the time and not worry about plowing snow or cutting grass. I'm sorry, if you have a question.
No, I hear what you're saying. I hear what Dave said. I'm listening to our neighbors. I know how we planned, right? We know those corners aren't going to be what they are empty right now, okay? But you saying it doesn't mean that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So how do I get... doesn't mean because that zoning a zoning change doesn't allow for me to guarantee what you're saying. So I have to have a way to guarantee it for me to be okay with the zoning change. Is that a bunch of conditions? Maybe. Is it a PUD? I think the PUD is a problem because of the green space. Yes.
PUD is very
restrictive. Because it's a small, you've got the overlays and
yes.
things like
your
that.
Your PUD code is very restrictive.
So,
yes.
You know, can we sit down and figure out what all those conditions are, that there's appropriate stuff on the side so you don't bother...
Buffering!
It's all in the code.
Sorry, yeah. People.
Now, just to clarify, there is a landscape code, and there's buffering in that, I believe.
There is a landscape code in Section 13.
Yeah.
So a lot of the, a lot of the conditions probably already, I'm asking Eric, do they already fall within the zoning book here? A lot of the conditions of what they can and cannot do.
Yeah, like they have to...
Three-story building.
Yeah, they have to have proper parking lots. They have to have landscape buffering. That's in our zoning code.
And I just want to state, when you say R3 zoning, you're still controlled by density. You can't put 52 unit density per acre. I mean, there's a code, if I'm
right.
correct, I think 6.97 is what the maximum you're allowed. So you can't imagine a world where you can get 100 units on this little parcel. That's not what we're asking for. So there are restrictions and there are controls in your zoning code that limit what we can and cannot do. And I commit... It's a single story, 40 units. And you can put that in a public record.
I'll put it in a condition.
There you go.
Single story.
That's fine. And that's why we, you know, the plan was a preliminary plan and it's a work in progress, but it doesn't make sense for him to spend time and effort to develop a plan.
When you can't get zoning.
Until we can't get zoning.
It's a very interesting rock and hard place, right?
And plan B is easy. I mean, you keep it commercial and you develop one of the uses that, again, I state are in
Why
my opinion.
Why aren't you changing it to C1? Why are you leaving it C2?
Well,
because those 750 credit score people want to talk about?
No, it has nothing to do with that. When I talk about the average credit score, it's a residence.
I know. They
okay.
want to talk about why do you have to have C2?
Well, they still need amenities. You to have a commercial strip center there for services, service business,
and that is
a coffee shop.
Well, C1 is neighborhood commercial. You can have like small restaurants, barber shops, and stuff like that.
In a strip mall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if a bank wants to go there? I mean, just hypothetical.
I think a bank can go in C1.
You know, I'm just throwing things
right.
up.
I know.
So, Eric, question for you. When
yeah.
they're saying units, I'm just saying, you know, everybody's saying these three-story units. Is each apartment considered a unit?
Mm-hmm. Each apartment would be a unit, yes. Yeah.
So if you put a three-story apartment up and it has 12 units, you know what I'm saying? The density in that probably wouldn't work if you go up higher because it's going to chew up that 6.9 acres real quick with two buildings.
Does that make sense? I don't remember what the most density was.
I can tell you real quick.
The maximum you can do is 5,000 square feet per unit in a multifamily R3, which if you take 5,000 square feet divided by the 6.7 acres, that's 58 units. So the very maximum you could fit on there is 58 units. I can't even come close to 58 units with one-story buildings. So So that's why we're saying we're only going to do 40. That's all I can fit.
Right. So he has to do a two or a three story building.
Right, which we're not.
58 units.
Right.
Which you're not. Yep.
Yeah,
right.
He just
you're
said publicly that
you're
he's
not.
Right.
But you are at least the third owner I know. You are. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
No problem. We've touched on a bunch of these. So
yes,
I just want to just reiterate
yep.
a couple things. These are not low-end units.
Yep.
They're very attractive. They're low profile. They're single story. I like the term luxury villas because that's exactly what they are. I would live in them if I had to, honestly, if I get rid of my kids. But that isn't happening anytime soon. Again, it's consistent with the Monclova zoning plan. I know we've touched upon that. Just in the fact, the C2 zoning, again, this is not a threat to anybody, but right in your zoning code, it says C2 zoning states that C2 businesses will be high traffic generators. Examples of these include, but not limited to, shopping malls, drive-through businesses, hotels, restaurants, gas stations. That can happen today. And I'm trying to downplay that. I'm trying to pull away from that.
No, you're leaving C2 there. When you change it from C2, I'm all set.
Well,
so I'm not, you can keep it the way it is, and I have to put up with the Taco Bell because Judge Zamuda allowed that. But if you want to work out a plan where you get 40 units, I'm not okay with C2.
But C2 wasn't the question, but hand. We're reducing
C2.
I know. I mean, it's not that we're not interested in horse trading.
I don't mean to say that I'm horse trading, right?
Right.
I'm just trying to do what's right for the residents. And
I
don't
that.
Know how I can trust a C2, and I've made you mad. I'm sorry. I don't know how I can trust a C2 sitting there.
It's already there. It's not going to change from that.
Yeah.
They're just reducing it. You're
I understand. We're reducing the back half of the property.
That's
we're
it.
Going from C3 to R3, which C3 allows me to put a parking lot for a 5-acre development up front. We are trying to work with the township, not against you guys. And you're telling me that unless I reduce to a C1, we're not going to get the 40 units. I don't understand why that's fair.
I think it offers a protection to the residents.
We're giving
so
you
I
some
don't...
concessions. Give us some of your concessions, some of your demands. You haven't gave us anything. You want single story? They're single story.
Oh.
We're telling you how many units.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I got you.
I know.
You feel like I did.
Hold on. You're fine.
Minutes ago.
Eric.
Can I speak?
1 second, Brian. I'm assuming these are going to be public roads and not private roads. Once
no.
they can have
no,
one.
No, they're not.
No.
They're going to be
private.
Okay.
They,
I just
it's an apartment complex.
Yeah.
It's a driveway that they shovel. And
yeah, no, I just know the roads in and out or whatever. So you guys... I'm just asking it, and I'm just realizing you want the zoning only back. For our sake here to feel more comfortable or not to feel comfortable, I'm assuming you guys are going to take care of the grass, you guys are going to take care of snow removal, so somebody's not going to have grass 4 foot high, somebody's not going to leave snow in their, you know, on their sidewalks or things like this. So it's kind of a full facility, all-inclusive.
Correct.
So there's going to be rules, there's going to be regulations.
Absolutely.
I just want to make sure, because, you know, when you get into some units, if you have a villas and you own them, one guy next to you doesn't mow his grass, the next guy does, and then it looks ununiformly kind of low.
It's a controlled community. It is. It's maintained. It's manicured.
So we don't have to plow the snow.
No, you do not have to plow the snow. Not only that, we pull the sewers all the way to the end of our property in Alvin, so that's an additional benefit to the township because that's one of our requirements. You know, I mean, our sewer's pulling from the corner all the way down to the end of our property, so that starts benefiting the people downstream.
Yeah.
So those are additional costs that we have to bear to do these type of developments. So the township benefits more than one way. And you mentioned the TIF earlier.
Right.
You know, the TIF, if I put a self-storage facility, and I'm using it as an example, you have one minimum wage person working there.
That's the JED. The JED self-storage is going to do me any good. The TIF, I at least get something. But
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, payroll taxes, property taxes.
All of it. Yes. No, completely agree.
Absolutely.
I tried to completely agree. I listed all the things I agreed about. And guess what? I'm sitting here still.
Me too.
Jim, do you have any?
No, I'm sorry. I was just trying to address your questions.
You're
if you
fine.
Have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Ryan,
I think you should.
Come on up, Ryan. Name and address, please.
My name is Ryan Bauman, 5411 Black Road, lifelong resident of Monclova, a small business owner here in the township. I love what you're trying to do. I think there absolutely should be conditions on the project. I love what you guys are trying to do. You're trying to exercise your rights as property owners. I love what she's trying to do is say, hey, just protect my property value. So these guys know the fight we've had on Black Road with 10 property owners. And Maumee on one side, Maumee on the other, and we're an island of residents that nobody cares about. We're going to be the ones that got left behind. What I found as a property owner, like Jackie, I can't stop what the legal right of the property owner wants to do. I have to embrace it and say, hey, can we at least sit down and talk about what this is going to look like, and will you at least listen? What I've found over the last 3 years is trusting a developer, which... You got to understand the history. You've been here 25 years?
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
Okay, so you know there's been a lot of shady developers who've come through. They've sold the smoke and mirrors. They get what they want, and they yank the plans away, and they do something totally different. And I think the residents and our trustees are trying to say, those days are over. Enough is enough. Just be honest business people and do what you say you're going to do. So if they put conditions on your entire project based on what you're presenting, but you walk out of here with exactly what you want, are you happy? Because you got what you're presenting, right? It's not a smoke and mirrors trick. Or is that what the intention is? And if that's what the intention is, this is what they're trying to prevent. This is what she's trying to prevent. I'm just coming up here saying I love what Dave presented. Hey, I'm a business guy. I'm not in the community. But I can appreciate what you're trying to present. It makes sense. And so if what you're truly presenting is honest, just like Chuck was trying to say, hey, I got an ethical obligation here. I need to recuse myself. That's his own ethics. If your ethics and your morals are sound and what you're presenting is 100% fact, then you let them put whatever conditions they need on your project and you walk out of here happy you're going to get what you want. They're going to be happy because they're protecting their residents. The only thing I would say is encourage, I don't know if you can force it, go talk to the neighbors. You're going to build around them. Hey, can you help them in any way, shape, or form,
right,
protect their property value? Can you put up a mound, some landscaping, something of some kind? Show you care. If this is truly what you're going to build, prove it. Let them put the constraints on your project so that this is all you're going to build. Go talk to them. Let them make you go talk to the neighbors and say, okay, hey, maybe it's just the two bordering the property. That's, in my case, I'm trusting the 3 years that I've invested with the developers bordering both of my property borders. Like, this is what we're working on together to better everybody, bettering my property value, bettering their development, bettering our community. So that's what I've
always. I think there's absolutely win-win.
I agree.
Or at least
I like what you guys are presenting.
Win-win.
But I've just lived through the last almost four years of it. But I found that partnership and working together, but holding people accountable, is what really benefits the residents and benefits the township. Thank you.
Thank you. A ton. Should we close the public hearing?
Well,
yeah, you can ask,
yes,
if there's anybody else. Trudy, fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're down to just a few people who haven't come up yet. Would you like to come up and make a public comment?
I'm fine.
You're fine? Okay. So at this point, we are going to. Are we done? We're going to just. Come on up.
Can I ask, I don't think they're opposed to conditions. Can I ask what conditions? Like, I know you mentioned four units and single story.
You know,
or is
that's where the work, that's just totally where the work needs to be done. So Trudy and I would have to talk about it. I'm sure that I would have to ask for your input. Right. You just swore is the word I can think of. Single story, 40 units, garages, no lights, private streets, but I don't know that I can think of it all enough to make my residents happy right here at the 11th hour. Like, I'd almost like to do a typed up list and say...
Well, how about approval with conditional uses that we can agree upon later? I mean, we pushed this off numerous times now.
Right, and you don't want to.
Correct.
You want to get it done.
Please.
They,
So we can get approval with conditions?
I don't know. Well,
whichever you guys choose.
Let's try to work through it. Okay. You could probably be helpful, Greg, because you know all the conditions I want to put on this.
And right.
Even though Ryan excused him, he could help me too, and he's not here. Sorry, Trudy, I don't think you'll be any help.
Well, it's only my second zoning public hearing.
I know.
We don't get them every day.
Maybe, Eric, you can help.
The one condition I was thinking would be having a jet on the commercial portion of the property.
Yeah, a jet on the commercial portion of the property. I still don't know that I can live with C2, so could I put conditions like, let's close the public hearing.
Okay,
so
we got to go ahead and do this. I have one other question for Eric, and when you said that, it went right out of my...
we can ask him. We can talk.
Okay. Between us. Okay, so at this point, we are going to close the portion of the public hearing that accepts the testimony. It is 10 after 7 p.m. By motion.
You motioned. I'll second.
Seconded by Mike on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. So we were talking about how we might make this work. Because I'm discussing how I might make this work doesn't mean I'm voting yes.
Correct.
And I might put so many conditions on it, you might not like it anymore either. So I think what I think I've said so far and what I'm thinking is that this corner has been facing development for a very long time, right? So we surely can make some, we can formalize plans for it tonight. They're here with a plan that I am willing to consider if the conditions are strong enough. So the apartment portion of it, the luxury villa portion of it, isn't as difficult for me as the C2.
Again, I like to think people are always, I know the problem is a lot of your developers have come in previously and I have not been involved in that situation. But I am though looking, this is a guy who lives in Monclova. People see him day in and day out. It's not an out-of-state developer who could come in and go into C2 and do this.
But you're giving him the zoning. And when he sells it to the guy in Detroit or Las Vegas or Los Angeles, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Anybody could sell their house tomorrow. You can't. It is a public.
Well, that's what we have here, Trudy.
So what do you want to tell them? They have to sit on it for 10 years and then take a loss and the money they're invested and things like that.
No, I'm saying that there are conditions we can put on the property that protect Monclova and its residents and let them do what they want to accomplish. And those conditions aren't associated with Jim. They're associated with the property. So when he sells it to the Los Angeles investor or the Chinese investor or the conditions stay with it. And yes, the Lucas County has tons of conditions. They're mandatory. A traffic study is mandatory. Those conditions all come with it. But we can put on other conditions that protect the residents, that answer some of Jackie's concerns.
So the only concern you have is the C2 on the corner?
No, I have lots of concerns. But the one that seems hardest to work through is C2 on the corner. So I don't want a Taco Bell. I don't want a gas station. They're talking, they have a sample drawing of a strip mall with a coffee shop and something in it. Is there a way we can leave it C2 but put conditions on it that don't allow for a Taco Bell?
That would be kind of hard unless it was such a small area that it just wouldn't fit Taco Bell.
Well, you had people in the neighborhood the other day when they heard there's a gas station going on Jerome Road. They wanted to know when one was coming on 28.
Yep.
Did you read that, Eric, by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go, oh, great, there's a gas station on Jerome. When is 28 Corner going to get their own gas station? They could get it right now on this.
I'm happy to leave the zoning the way it is, Jackie. Sorry, Jackie.
Little blonde hair, dark hair, right, Jackie?
Sorry. Are the other corners C2, huh?
No.
The other corners have a mix of zoning. So
it's C2.
That C2. Has a small area of C2 and then R3.
The other corner has
that has C2 and then C3, C1, and R3, and then
I think those
C1.
But the C1 and C3, or they go down the road further. They're not on the hard corner.
The C1
to the east.
That's correct. C1 is to the east.
Of the C2 parcel.
Yeah.
Farther
all the corners are C2 currently.
Except for the Stony Creek. Stony Creek.
The PUD with the C1.
But that is commercial, though, right?
Dates.
The C1.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is you're going to vote yes to change the zoning as requested.
I think it is a good idea, yes. There could be a much more undesirable developer coming in. Dave has kind of insinuated that he knows how these guys build villas, their intentions.
No, I don't think he has. He was just talking about his
villas. Really. Your villas, the luxury villas.
I mean, it
okay.
looks like they're doing the same thing that I do.
Okay, that's what I was gathering as far as that goes. I'm sorry, that's the way it goes there. But to tell you the truth, I'm looking 20 years down the road on Monclova with Mommy 20A. Things have changed drastically since the interchange on 475 has come into play. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you would not have guessed that that interchange was going to happen on 28. There's going to be...
Sure, we did. We funded it 4 years ago. We knew it was going to be here. We knew these corners were commercial corners. We knew it has been planned that... 20A is the highway to the airport for a very long time. It has always been my goal to put as much residential on 20A as possible so that...
you want to live on 20A with semis going up and down your road?
So that it doesn't become Springfield Township and Airport Highway. You can disagree with that opinion, Trudy, all you want, but that is what I campaigned on. That's what I've implemented. That's why Renwood is there. That's why Timber Valley is there. Yep.
I'm not going to do a residential on 28. I think your residential going down 28.
C2, C3. Don't vote for the apartments. So you have your yes vote. So who you're talking to is still me, right? And you knew that coming in. You probably knew he was recusing himself.
Put your conditions on. Just don't make them so unrealistic that they can't be completed. They've already offered to take some of your conditions and to utilize them.
I don't have... Yes, I would love to be able to whip out conditions right now and make them all-inclusive and know they were right. I don't think I can pull that off. I love where you started with me, right? It's 40 units. It's no more. It's garages. It's single-story. I'd have to do...
And a TIF.
And a JED, yes.
And a JED.
I would have to do work on that C2. Like, how big can that be? Does that fit the Taco Bell? Does that fit the gas station?
Generally speaking, Taco Bells don't go in strip centers. I mean, they generally have their
own building. So I could make it a strip center? It has to be a strip center in the C2. You know, I don't know that you would agree to that.
With setbacks, it's very limited what we can put in there. You have 150 feet from the center line of Mommy Western. You have 100 feet from Alvin. So now that 3 acres that we're talking about effectively is what, an acre and a half, an acre and a quarter? What's the effective?
Yeah, it's small. I understand. And on the opposite corner, on the other corner, that's why when you say it's C2, no, it's not really, because we put those overlay in and now it's this big. You can't put anything there.
We'll lose a half outside.
Yep. And so the one on the east side is actually pretty much gone. And I don't know about on Jackie's side. Is that C2 on the corner? Yes,
yes
it is. So it's super small, too.
And you have your overlays, and you have your landscape boundaries, the buffers. I mean, yeah, all those conditions and controls are in place.
No, they're not.
Well, again, I mean, they're, we still have to go through site plan review, and we still have a lot of those things we need to consider. And they're going to be in our plans.
I'm assuming that the county would require a commercial plat. I don't, is that?
We don't have to plat it. We'll do a lot split. So there'll be two separate lots. But there's no reason to plat it. We're not platting streets or anything.
Well, that part is true. You're not platting streets.
And the road improvements are designated by the county.
County engineer. And ODOT, actually, because of the a corner.
28.
So... I really just don't think I have the bandwidth to do the right. Yeah, sure.
I agree. So, if I'm hearing correctly, the uses are your concern. What uses could go in there in the C2? That's your main concern.
Yeah, that is my main concern.
Right. Are there specific uses you really, really don't want to see that we can say, hey, we're
that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying to Eric. Yeah. Can I pull out no restaurants with drive-thrus? I keep saying Taco Bell.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Can I pull out truck stop? Can I pull out of C2?
Yeah.
Can you just make it C1?
Yeah.
What's the bad stuff in C1? And I don't have it in front of me, so.
Yeah, I can read it, yeah. So.
Compressor and pump stations, professional trade schools, daycare facilities, public service facilities, healthcare clinics, public uses, financial insurance services, retail, mortuary, semi-public uses, nursing homes. Oh, I'm sorry. The neighborhood commercial district provides for businesses. Eric, I'm reading off your summary. I'm sorry. That was under permitted uses. He had given.
That came right out of his own book.
Out of your summary right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could pull it off.
Yeah, it's. C2 is the more, you know, expansive, more expansive than C1, but they had talked about maybe having a building layout. I haven't seen their layout, but they had mentioned having a limited, that might be somewhere to start with the layout of the commercial.
Oh, thank you.
The thing is, it's such a small commercial property area. You're talking less than 2 acres. If you look at 2 acres, my house sits on 4. They're going to be limited to what business is going to that strip mall right off the bat to begin with. They're going to be, you can offer all these things on C2, but with less than 2 acres plus 150, Eric's going to say you need this many parking spots for this size of building, you're going to have more or less, from what I'm seeing, what he showed us on that commercial thing that he just passed around, that it's going to be coming and going. It's not going to be 24 hours continuous. Maybe you could say you can't have a business open for 24/7.
Plus, you have the overlay, which helps too. You have the overlay district, which excludes a lot of things. That would help. You know,
what does it exclude?
That's a good question. What does the overlay exclude?
So the overlay excludes. Let me read it. Adult uses. So auction market, automotive truck repair garage when not in conjunction with new automobile truck sales. Billboards, boat storage, flea market, internet gaming, junkyard, landfill, manufactured home, mobile home, or industrialized dwelling unit sales, manufactured home park, motor vehicle body shop, motor vehicle salvage yard, outdoor storage of construction materials and equipment, sale of fireworks, used car sales when not in conjunction with new car sales. So you have some restrictions because of the overlay. That's our we have a resolution for that, yeah, for the whole township.
Doesn't seem like small restaurants.
So you do have some exclusions because of the overlay. And then we do have signage restrictions too for height and things like that. That's in our sign code.
So what I'm saying, there's probably already a ton of restrictions in the zoning book limiting what they can have in there and what they cannot have in there.
Our landscaping restrictions are pretty strict, actually, and that'll impact what they can do as well. They're going to have to meet our land. Even without a PUD day, it's going to meet our landscaping code entirely.
Right. And just to clarify, the entire C2 would be in the overlay district. So it's not like some of it's out, but we can do something different. It's all in the overlay district. Almost the entire property is in the overlay district.
Just for a little bit more help, even in C2, large-scale retail projects, they need a conditional use permit. So like a big, like for example, like a mall. I mean, not that there's room for a mall there, but.
Is there a square footage limit on that?
That's what I'm going to look real quick.
Because I don't think we can't fit that big of a building on the property.
What's the square footage of
30,000 square footer.
Yeah, but we can't fit 30.
Yeah, that's how large scale is 30.
Yeah, yeah. I think 20.
You have a 20,000 square foot building right now?
And that's maximized. I mean, it might get less just depending on stormwater and how big of a pond I need. And there's a lot of items to be designed that would help impact that.
You want to keep talking? Or you just want to give up at this point?
We've gone this long, we don't want to give up now.
We closed public comment.
He has a question for me.
Couple of things. You were given information by that gentleman over there that we didn't see, and you seem to be familiar with it.
He showed us a site plan.
We don't have that. So when you're talking about, we have no idea what you're talking about, but on there it seemed to be things that you planned for that property.
It's a sketch that we have. I don't like submitting those with zoning changes because we get into a lot of issues.
That clear, sir.
Yeah,
made that very clear.
But since it came up, I shared it. Yeah.
But we have no idea. You all are having a conversation. We have no idea what's on
there. I'm gonna come to you right now.
That's one. And the second thing is, that's a hard map to decipher. When you had the picture up there, it was a lot more helpful because we could see it.
You mean like the down view with the lines and the grass and the trees and everything? Do we have that, Kathleen?
Which one?
You know, the one that shows like Aries.
The aerial.
Yeah, we have to go to Aries.
Yeah, go to Aries.
Just
I
a different
printed
picture.
One out.
Yeah.
That one.
That's a lot more helpful.
Is that one
Thank
what
you.
You're looking for?
That's the one I was looking for.
I wanted it labeled. Close-ups, Jackie's, you know, all the old names, but.
We're not an old name.
I think I have it now.
So that's the one.
You're in the house with Stony Creek surrounding you.
The schoolhouse.
Right, so.
We noticed that all the developers were on one side and the residents were over here. Did you all, were you aware of that? That you have the two sides are kind of split.
Are you with the groom or the bride?
I'm
going to say she's the groom and I'm the bride, right?
Listen, I'm an engineer. I said the same thing every time.
Okay, so I am willing to give this a shot. And I don't think I'm going to make you all happy, right? That's not going to happen.
Heard us?
Have I heard you?
Yeah, I think Jackie's made a really convincing
She made
it.
She's a, she does an amazing job every time she speaks. And I wish she would consider running for elected office.
Did you hear her?
I did.
She was speaking for a lot of residents.
Yeah, I heard her. These corners have been a passion of Jackie's for a very long time. They are in part the way they are because of her. So They're also there because of the vision of the Board of Trustees. So I want to try to work with you and see if we can get somewhere. It's C2 and C3. I know I think of it as a threat as well, but that's the fact of the matter. And yeah, we can just say yeah. And if I say no and Trudy says yes, I don't actually know what happens. Like, I guess you sue. It just stays C2 and C3. Okay, and then they.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't get that, but.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think that luxury units make sense for those corners, for all of those corners, and I know, hearing 40 new cars in that area, it would be a lot of change. But the roads will be designed to handle that change. That's something I've learned from sitting here for a very long time. And I think we can guarantee that the units are of the nature we need them to be. We heard Jim say they would, in R3, we would only have single-story buildings. We would have no more than 40 units. All units would have garages. Did you say two-car garages?
Correct.
All units would have appropriate outdoor lighting. What I'm trying to say there is, you know, the little light in the yard, that you're not having big overhead lights.
Fluorescent sodium lights.
Right. No street lights.
Yeah. No street lights, is that what I'm saying?
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Just asking, would you want
streetlights?
Yeah, I would think.
I think you'd want. Safety concerns.
Right.
You know, that you
want streetlights. Well, wait. So I'm not saying no streetlights.
Right.
So I'm saying.
What would be zero?
The ones at Anderson's.
Right.
Parking lot.
Right.
Big commercial
plant.
They'd have a photometric plan, you mean? They'd have the downward.
Why don't you make a certain height restriction? So it ain't so high.
There you go. What are standard streetlights? Does anyone know that?
2016, 18, 16, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18,
there.
That on the R3 or C2 zoning, there would be extra buffering, and I can define that better, wherever there are current residential homes abutting. Right? So do you need me to stand up and tell you what I'm saying?
What, when, how much, extra how much buffering is extra?
I don't know. I'm trying.
Right.
So this place, they don't want to see any of it. So how do you do that? Do you do that with a fence? I think, Jackie, we did it with a fence when this corner was...
Right, the highest privacy fence that you can imagine. Hmm. It would be, you know, a split rail. It would, you know, be a solid...
Like, could it be evergreen trees or mound? That would fall in the landscaping.
Yeah. Could be a mix of solid fencing and evergreens.
Evergreen, solid fencing.
Arborides, the tall.
Yeah, something
you
like that.
You almost might have already buffering. And I'm just looking at this. I'm just saying. I've gone by this property numerous times. If you guys don't take all those trees down on the back side, it's almost a natural buffering right there.
So there's a creek that runs down here.
Right.
There's a storm sewer on 28 that outlets into this creek and follows here. So that's all natural. That's not going to be touched.
Extra buffering, not touching current lot line landscape. And God, I got to try to get the words right. I mean, it's just a, I don't know.
That's okay.
Let me go back to the fence, Jackie. Evergreens don't work.
The garbage is going
to
probably...
I'm coming to garbage. Garbage is coming up.
One big central dumpster.
So no outdoor garbage.
Individual.
So you're going to have a garbage truck come
just
down?
Just like a neighborhood.
Correct. Just like a neighborhood.
So should I call it neighborhood garbage collection?
Yeah, there will be no dumpsters.
No dumpsters. No outdoor garbage, I wrote. No outdoor dumpster garbage. Neighborhood collection only.
We don't have to pay to have that picked up. private. I know, that's what I'm saying. It's private pickup, private snow plowing, private roads, private maintaining.
Small.
If this goes through, don't come back in 2 years and say, we can't get a snow plower. Can you township do it? Because Harold was the answer.
No.
Private roads do not get plowed. Even since I've been here, there's been two private road people who have come in and go, we can't find anybody to plow our drives. We can't. Can the township do it? And Harold says,
no.
How many private roads? How many miles of private road in Montclova?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay, so those are the issues. Those are the issues I'm thinking of right off the top of my head. Are there other issues, Jackie, related to residential? Lighting, garbage, the unit number, the size of the unit, one story. I could mandate two bedroom.
What about off street parking?
Off street parking? They have like a little probably parking area, right?
The driveway, right? Yes.
But it's private roads too. So who are we to say if they can't park on the road or not? That would be up to these guys on their regulations.
Yeah, and actually they couldn't park on the street because they're highways. So they actually, the public roads, they wouldn't be allowed to park in the public.
Right, but they're private.
Yeah, I just mean on Alvin and Mummy.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying, you're saying off-street parking in front of the villas?
Little villas,
you can't.
Yeah.
They're private roads. It would be up them to put their own rules in place if people are allowed to park on a private... If it was a public road, we could go ahead and make those stipulations. But if it's private roads, these guys are going to govern the way things are leased, what people can do and what people can't do.
And it's going to be no different than a normal subdivision street. You know, my house, I got a two-car garage, I got a driveway, and if I have guests over, I got one or two cars parked in front of my house. It's the same thing. People park in my driveway, and my daughter parks in the road.
In Red Rock, they have little parking areas. Mm-hmm. There is an ability to park near the place. I'm thinking of behind Meyer.
Yeah.
There's little parking areas.
So we try and do a couple little parking areas of two or three spots here and there if we can, like for extra guest overflow. But we still get some parking on the street. Someone throws a party with 10 people.
There's parking on the street.
You're going to get a few. But it's the same as a neighborhood.
Yeah.
No. But in general, we've got two-car garages, and we've got two cars in the driveway, so you've got four cars there before you get in the street. You throw a Super Bowl party, you're probably going to have some parking in the street, like a neighborhood.
Anything else back there?
You put in privacy fencing?
I did not put in privacy fencing for the neighborhood or the abutting neighbors. You like privacy fencing?
I think it should be, and then if they get an agreement in writing from those neighbors that they prefer something else, then fine. But
I don't know if you can do fencing. You said buffering.
Buffering.
I'm going back to you.
Yeah, buffering can be a combination of fencing, mounding, and landscaping. It's got to make sense for the site. You got to look at topography.
You might have a fence there that might be totally looking out of place, where if you had a mound or some evergreen trees,
yeah,
it might be more attractive than a privacy fence going down the back of somebody's side yard.
That has to be approved before they build.
Yeah,
the landscape plan.
Right, so the landscape plan for the buffering has to be built before area and zoning commission anyways.
Before me, it's ever approved it before it gets approved and built. So,
yeah. Trees are nice, it's just that they take 5-6 years to fill in. Mm-hmm.
I can't
hear
what they
are. There are mature trees there.
I can't hear
that. Yeah, there's.
I'm coming to you though. If a neighbor wants fencing, are you going to say yes?
We only have two neighbors, and one has a creek on the west side. Uh-huh. And honestly, we have no problem creating buffering, but I'd rather do a natural buffering as much as possible, unless there's a problem that we need to address. And we're willing to discuss it. I'm not saying anything's off the table, but you're only impacted by two neighbors.
Today.
One to the south.
Today here. Today
no,
here.
No.
He's
no.
saying the
no.
neighbor
no.
to the west.
For this zoning, I'm only impacted by two neighbors.
Yes. Correct.
I'm thinking a bit bigger than that.
I understand. But, I mean, you have that natural drainage.
So, if I say in
construct.
The condition with neighbor input...
might want a brick wall 10 feet high.
Yeah, I know.
I'd much rather leave it in your administrator's hand and not in the neighbor's hand.
Eric's.
In Eric's hand.
Yeah. to C2, I say C2 in the JED overlay district will apply.
You guys know what the JED is?
I'm sorry. In the JED. We'll join the JED. We'll
you know what that is?
Nothing.
You want to explain it? It's nothing drastic. There's a lot of people.
It's a joint economic development district, so everyone who... Right. It's all in Briarfield. It's everywhere. It's a way for the employees to pay a payroll tax in a township, and it's shared with probably White House in this case.
White House Village. So there's different JEDs in this, you know, with the airport and us. There's a White House and us. There's a Maumee or Squanton. So there's different ones.
So I would put that in the C2. I would say in a condition that the overlay district applies to the entire property, because I want to say it again. I don't care. that there would be no restaurants with drive-through. There would be no building bigger than 20,000 square feet. That there would be no building bigger.
You guys got a question? You speak up now before I hold your keys. You're fine.
I never agreed to not having a drive-through there.
Right.
If a Starbucks wants to go in on the corner there, as the end of camp of the shopping center,
if
an ice cream shop goes in there, they have drive-throughs in them.
Ice cream.
You know, they have one over at Chitter Chatter on Airport Highway.
Bank like Matamor,
a bank,
Starbucks,
something like that.
Morning.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to restrict that.
Okay, I got to think about that one. No building bigger than 20,000 square feet.
Is that what you're thinking the max is going to be?
One story high.
I mean, you're guessing. I understand that.
22.5. Yeah, 22.5.
Okay.
And no more than one story high.
Correct.
What am I missing on that?
Eric?
Well, the one thing you mentioned, the overlay, thankfully, this is one of the maps that we had up earlier. The overlay covers almost the entire thing already, which is good.
All the way to the property line.
Yeah, it's just about all the way already. So that's.
But how do I guarantee I'm not getting C2 in there? A Starbucks drive-through, that's a cute idea, isn't it? People will love it.
See, now you would like that.
No. I don't like anything about... Today was great, and then this happened.
Until the 7 a.m. traffic spills out into 20A.
But that's not.
I don't actually know how they're going
to
do it.
That's
right?
The state's problem, that they're going to have to do their own mandates.
No.
They might find out.
It's our problem.
It's our problem.
You can say it's the state, but it's our problem.
Yeah.
The state's not going to allow the entrances onto 20A. You know that. It's all going to be on Elvin. But even though it's a county road, it's residential.
With a circle. And I'm not just talking about this corner, Jackie. I'm talking about all the corners.
Look at the school pickup, okay?
Yeah.
Look at the problem there. That's
going
to consider about a drive-through as well. I mean, you are giving nothing to the neighbors, Judy. I don't understand where you're coming from. You are giving us nothing.
He lives here. She trusts him.
No, I don't know where she's coming from, but I'm just commenting that.
I shouldn't have answered for her, Jackie.
Lived here. I've lived here more than 30 years.
Monclova is probably one of the fastest growing townships in Lucas County. And everybody's always asked us before, Jackie, we don't want any more development. We don't want any more anything coming in.
That matches my landscape or comes comparable to it.
But you're not going to stop. The only thing we can try to do is set conditions to try to protect.
Everything Barbara comes up with, you say, oh, no, you can't let them do that. They're going to do it
on your fence. I want a 12-foot brick wall with engraving on it.
No, you can't. The code doesn't allow anything over 6 feet.
I don't think it allows anything to have fencing either. I think the zoning says buffering.
Right. The zoning, I'm trying to enhance the zoning with these conditions.
Right.
If I was okay with the zoning, we wouldn't be having this discussion. I'm not okay with the zoning. Call roll. I'll say no. Or we can work through this.
Well, no, we're still working through it, but I'm just saying.
I really am trying to give these corners something we can live with. And it's not just this corner. This corner is here tonight, but it's not just this corner. It's all, really, it's only 2-1 after this, because we have Stony Creek already taken care of. I can't solve the road problem.
I didn't have that luxury. Because Maumee said,
So Barbara, if I can throw two cents into it.
Yes.
I've got some traffic studies. I don't have them here tonight, but, you know, the residents that we have here, being that a lot of them are retired and whatnot, you know,
they don't come out.
Any traffic problem you have is always peak hour traffic problems, and these people avoid the peak hour because they don't want to deal with traffic either. So the fact that they're not working and they don't have kids, you know, allows them to drive in the off-peak hours. So I mean, what I'm trying to say is it doesn't affect the peak hour traffic like a single-family subdivision would. You get a lot less peak hour traffic on these type of developments. And there again, you can go out and sit and look at them, and you'll see the difference between a single-family development and one of these. Single-family development at 9 in the morning, you know, everybody's leaving, you know. And that's not the case with these. It's more spread out every day.
With the traffic studies?
Yes.
So in C1, they can't have drive-through.
In C1,
something here today, they want drive-through ability.
Let me look real quick and see if it mentions drive-through one way or the other. It does not mention drive-through, yes or no, in C1.
But I think a bank is allowed C1, right? That's
financial services, which would be a bank.
I don't think it says drive-through restaurants in C1, though.
It doesn't say that.
What I'm trying to figure out is why you won't give up that C2 and what I'm missing in my conditions. And that's just me being super frank. So,
you have C2 and you have an overlay on top of that really.
Well, I have C1 and I have an overlay on top of it.
I understand.
What's the diff?
No, I understand.
The diff is you want something out of that C2 that you're not telling me.
Honestly,
and I'm going to be disappointed when it happens.
We have a commercial strip center there. You've seen the uses. I mean, probably the most intrusive use could be a bank, honestly. Maybe a Starbucks or some sort of business, a tropical smoothie. I don't know. I'm just throwing names out.
But, excuse me. We may build a strip center there, but at the end of the day, you guys have the jurisdiction to say who goes in that strip center.
I don't think we do.
Oh, no. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. They still have to get occupancy. They still have to be inspected.
No, but we don't.
Not you.
Oh, the county?
Yes.
They don't care.
I think it's more. It's not
Matt. You write Matt in minutes too.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong here. I don't think it's that they want something they're not telling you. I think it's they don't want to limit themselves too much because you don't know what could happen. Who might want to go in there? They might have a great use that wants to come in there and like, oh crap, well that doesn't fit in C1. We can't do it. So I think they just obviously as being developers, they don't want to limit themselves too much, recognizing that you know you guys don't want something super intrusive. But that's the reason. They're not trying to hide something. It's just, I don't think they want to limit themselves too much. Just not knowing the future, not knowing who might want to go in there.
Jackie, I really like the R3 single-story luxury villas protecting us from the commercial. And I don't think you think of it as protection.
No, because I'm going to be able to glance over and see all that. I like that you're thinking, you know, with conditions and things like that. I think you're giving them everything they want with R3 because they're saying this is what we promise. And it needs to go with the property, not just with these fellows.
Yes.
And I think it's sad that they won't work with the neighbors when it comes to the kind of buffering that they might prefer. I think that's very sad that's when, you know, but you're giving them everything else. And as far as the commercial, to say no gas stations and no drive-through restaurants or coffee shops, I think that's appropriate. People can get out of a car and go in and order it. How lazy are you?
Today's society is lazy. I've seen 20 cars at Starbucks and not a single car in front of it.
Right, and so I get all that air pollution then?
There is something that if you have a drive-through, you have to have a staging area on site to minimize off-site traffic congestion. So if they had a drive-through, they'd have to contain it and provide space for a staging area.
Who's going to police that?
Well, that would be part of their site plan. They would have to show the staging area where it's located and things like that.
So you're saying there would be enough room?
We would have to provide enough room.
They would have to provide a staging. I'm not saying I can predict the future, but they would have to. Part of their site plan would have to have
I don't mind I try to put this all in practical terms, right? So I don't mind the Dussel, Ford Street, you said, you know, it's a FedEx store and Starbucks, you got to go around the building, and Mommy has put up all kinds of ways you can't turn in there. So I don't mind seeing the little Starbucks window and all the lazy people, and I pull up and go into the FedEx store. It's, how big is that? How big, you would know, Greg, how big is that? Is that 10,000 square feet? You want it twice that size?
Oh, gosh.
Less than 10?
I don't know what is off the top of my head. We did the site plan, but that was a long time ago. I don't remember.
It's less than 10.
It's probably 10 or less, yeah.
Okay.
That building you're talking about.
I think you can pull off an air facility.
You can pull it.
That's all right. Okay. It's less than 10, so I know this is going to be a huge building. And I don't mind that drive-through. What I'm trying to stop is a Taco Bell. So I could say that, but does Starbucks fall as a fast food restaurant?
Fast casual, which is a step up from fast food, so it's not a McDonald's, but it's a tropical smoothie. So, you know, to his point, you're going to have a tenant that's going to want to sign a lease. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, you're fast food. Oh, no, I'm fast casual.
Right, that won't help. You're right.
I mean, the point I wanted to make earlier, and I totally understand Jackie's point. R3, we don't have zero lot line like Maumee. Those patios of their villas cannot come right up the property line. There has to be a landscape buffer, as Eric said. As long as you hold them accountable, they're men of their word, and they build the nice development that they're presenting. She can't stop it. They have the legal right to do it. On Black Road, they're putting frickin' patios right up to the property line because they can.
Because it's Maumee
to Monclova. So they're trying to do something that's in their legal right, and you guys are putting very nice restrictions in place. I totally get her perspective. I wouldn't want to live next to it either. She can sell before they break ground. I mean, you don't want to hear that, but it's like either you live with and you work with these guys and say, please give me a nice property line buffer. Please protect my investment. This is my home.
And I am talking to Jackie because she's here and has been so involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I lived on Elvin Road, right? We've disclosed everything here tonight, obviously. All these people are my neighbors. I know exactly who all these people are. It's not just Jackie.
Right.
Sorry.
But where's everybody else that showed up?
Because only two letters went out.
And they aren't abutting. They aren't abutting. They live on Elvin Road.
Yeah, but there's signs posted
there's,
on the property.
This is, this,
in the
this,
weeds.
This strip of Monclova of Elvin Road has properties valued easily over $500,000. We have a whole new development of probably $1 million homes right off of Elvin Road.
I have a lot on Elvin Road, about 200 foot down the road from there.
Okay.
I'm going to be building my home there soon, this spring. So I believe I wouldn't go build a 5,000 square foot home.
Can I put that in the condition?
You can do whatever you like.
You
can come over and have a glass of wine.
You will live.
It's okay. Huh?
Which way are you? Which are you doing?
I'm right
Stony
from
Creek?
Stone Creek. I'm right on the entrance of Stone Creek. I got the 2.5 acre.
He's going to be here today.
You're by the mini little roundabout thing.
Yep. Right on this side of it. I'm right next to this side.
I apologize that this is taking so long. I wish that I could work through this faster. I'm still not sure that I feel comfortable enough with these conditions. I'd like to look at old developments we did. Like I'm thinking of the one on Black Road.
The Villas of Blystone?
No.
Oh, sorry, Black. That was
It was him. It was Waterville, Monclova. It's the condos. And people were upset about the condos, and we put some.
Oh,
McCarthy's? Yep.
That was a PUD. It was a little different.
Okay.
But.
Is that Rutherford?
Does a decision have to be made?
Oh, Rutherford. That was.
Yeah, they would like a decision made tonight. They've done this for a long time. This has been a long process. So I'm going to read through them again, and let's see what I'm missing. Okay, think about the other developments. So in our R3 zoning change, we would only allow for single-story buildings and no more than 40 units. All units would have two-car garages. Appropriate unit outdoor lighting would be required with no street lights over standard size. That's kind of vague. we're having this conversation that's saying they're going to be like a normal neighborhood streetlight. Is there some way I can say that better?
They need a photometric plan.
To turn on and off?
No. Photometric plan basically means that they won't be impacting their neighbors. That would be part of the site plan review.
Okay. There would be no outdoor dumpster for garbage. There would be neighborhood collection of garbage through small containers only.
Correct.
What about the siding and the roofing materials and all that?
I think they're building a high-end product. Well, that's what I'm getting at. They could maybe describe in more detail what you're planning for.
Natural stone material on some of the front exterior elevation. I thought I had a picture of a sample, but I didn't have it in my file.
Do I need to put that, Eric, in the conditions?
You could put in the condition that it could have natural stone
accents,
yeah, because you still have to have windows and things like that, and that it have complementary colors for roofing, shingles, things like that. You could put no loud colors, no hot purples or pinks, if you want.
Okay, so natural stone accents, subtle building colors, complementary colors for roofing. I have extra buffering on your two neighbors.
Yeah. They're going to need to have part of the zoning code says they need to have an approved landscape plan. So that'll...
Who does that go to, though? You?
It would go to me and the plan commission.
So...
For staff, just for staff comment.
And then it comes to you and you make the final decision, or the plan commission makes the final
decision? Well, it's got to meet our zoning code, so I would make sure it met the code, what our zoning code
was. And this condition, which is extra buffering on the two neighbors.
Can there be a condition that Eric meets with the property owners?
Everybody
agrees as to what that should look like, so she has a voice. What does my buffer look like? Can't be within reason. I mean, it's got to be within reason. Or if she's willing to contribute some of the cost because she wants double the trees.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You're running that. Can I ask a quick question? Does extra buffering, if we leave the creek as is?
I thought I had that written somewhere in here, too.
Because that creek's going to stay, and that's it's very...
Not touching current lot line landscape with neighbor.
Okay. All right.
That's not written very well, so that needs some work.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, again, this might be for a bigger picture, right? But if these residents are surprised to learn you're coming and ask for extra buffering, I'm trying to get them extra buffering.
Right.
Tell me how to do that.
We're willing to sit down and discuss it with them, honestly, because they're multi-acre lots, if you really look at it. So... Are we trying to screen your home a little
right.
bit as best we can?
Yes.
And we're willing to accommodate that. The neighbor to the west may be a problem because he's up there near 28 and you have that creek right there.
The creek will be that.
Right.
I don't want to get a contentious argument. I would much rather have Eric decide it. If you'd like
after he talks to neighbors,
he can
Eric can
like.
Make a final
yes,
decision.
He can do whatever he'd like. Absolutely. He can figure it out from there.
The problem is you get a neighbor, I want 1,000 trees. You know, I mean, you run into that a lot.
100 feet tall.
Yeah.
It gives quantities in here, which helps guide us. I mean, it gives pretty
So if
pretty
it
generous.
Says 5 trees and they want 7 trees, I'm saying we get to go beyond our standards.
Yeah.
For those two properties.
We could have something along the lines of if there's any kind of what I'll call holes in the landscaping, that those holes be filled. Which could be a combination of maybe extra evergreens. And
so I have the zoning administrator
overseeing.
Yeah, some word.
Overseeing
like
a solid, I guess buffer would be the word, but leave that open to what makes sense for the site.
Okay, a solid buffer for neighboring properties.
Yes.
And then I'm going to say this may include additional green.
Additional landscape material.
That's it, landscape material.
Possible fencing as well.
Yes. Okay.
And mounding it if warranted.
Possible fencing and mounting.
At least get the taller.
And they might just say, no, we love our creek, help clean it out. I don't know what they're going to say.
We haven't gone through that.
I got to, that was just R3. What am I missing in R3? Did I miss something in R3? We talked about off-street parking. It's going to happen a little bit. Are you putting parking areas in? Should I put parking areas? Small parking areas?
And we'll probably throw a couple spots here
like
and there.
Like extra spots?
Yeah, we'll do that. So.
Yeah.
Extra parking spots. Landscape.
Oh, I thought of something. Preserving the natural landscaping when as much as possible. Along that buffer area.
Anything else back there? I'm sure I forgot something.
The JEDD might cover the whole parcel.
It can't. It can't cover residential. In C2, did they change that? They did. They might have just changed that. You want to check with Dawn and come back?
I can.
Please. So in C2, we're going to ask that you join a JEDD. We're going to reiterate that the overlay district applies. We are going to say that though C2 allows for gas stations on this zoning, it will not. That hurts you, doesn't it?
It doesn't hurt me.
No, I was talking to Greg.
Okay.
Sorry. Tell me.
No, I don't like having my hands tied all the way. I mean, you're telling me, hey, go spend all this money and then go sit in the corner and do what we say. I don't believe that's fair. I believe that you guys have zoning in place to cover all these reasons. I mean, that's what I believe. I mean, listen, I'm willing to concede to a lot of stuff, but
I don't think anything I said in R3 was actually a concession.
It's just what you want to build.
There's no way I'm going to be okay with a gas station. So we're here talking about it, and you have the right to put a gas station up right now, and I'll say, okay, you have the right, and that's all I can do.
I guess you're right.
So. If you want me to work through the process, I'm going to say no gas stations.
I got you. I don't have to accept that, but you can do as you like.
you do have to accept it because that's what would pass.
I know, but you guys have already had this argument. It's already been there, and I don't understand.
We've already had this argument, and I lost.
No, I'm talking about C2.
I've lost it. I went. I said no. The judge said yes, and C2 is sitting there. So we can just...
Please just add your stipulations and we'll just discuss it then.
The problem is if it gets approved.
I know, but now they're trying to restrict everything else from where we were to where we're going. Now they're trying to restrict. I mean, first it was no drive-thrus and no this and no food and no... I mean, what am I going
to
do with the
land? Right, so what I am trying to stop are gas stations and fast food drive-thrus.
But the drive-through is already restricted. Eric already said the zoning covers that portion.
They have to have a staging area for the drive-through.
It's not restricted. A Taco Bell could go there. If I have an opportunity right now not to let a Taco Bell go there, and I'm using Taco Bell as an example, it could be any. Well, it could be a McDonald's. It could be a...
One thing
I'm not sure Stony Creek wants a McDonald's at the corner. I don't know. Well. But I do. I know. I know that no one on Albin Road wants a Taco Bell at the corner of Albin and 20A. I am quite sure of that. It can go at Briarfield, and it can go at the airport. It can go at Jerome and that whole designed area, but it can't go in the middle of our community. So if you're not okay with me saying no to a, I don't know how to say no to a fast food restaurant, but
and now you're starting to fall down selective zoning. Now you're starting to be very selective on what. If we were on to open up a Taco, if I was Taco Bell, using them as an example, I'd go across the street because now I can't put it on this side of the street. I mean, they're allowed uses right there, so you're not.
That they can go on.
Yeah, so you're not really preventing them. You're just saying maybe they just won't come. I mean, we're not looking to put those in there. We just can't restrict our uses that we can never recover our investment. We're already spending multi-millions of dollars on this project, and we're not going to downgrade it by putting something
in the
kind of
close.
Like to us.
We got really close. I'm happy to call the vote. They have C2. They can put their Taco Bell up.
But my point is, it could still happen, Barb. It can happen today
on
any of the other corners. There's C2.
No, C1. C1 is the other corner.
How about Southeast and Northeast?
It's too small. They're both too small.
Why? They're 2.75 acres.
You told me.
2.5 acres.
You can put any fast food restaurant there.
Northeast
is
2.4 acres. Right on the corner.
Honestly, I mean, it could happen.
When they come in for zoning, I'll say, I don't want a Taco Bell.
But
what
they
can
won't.
We do?
They're already C2.
They're already C2 today, right now, the northeast corner and the southeast corner. They're C2 today.
But they'll want something with the rest of the property.
Not
just
necessarily
like
if they buy the hard corner. Honestly, if they buy the hard corner, they don't have to ask you for anything. They'll just have to go through zoning, or not zoning, but the site plan review, and they're done. And if I was a developer of one of those businesses, I wouldn't even go down one of these fights and say, I can grab one of these other corners.
I don't want it to be a fight. I really don't want it to be a fight. I'm trying to do the best I can.
And I appreciate that. And we're willing to accept, the only question we're asking you about is the R3. And you've already put conditions as many as you want. And we're willing to take it. But on the hard corner, you can't do that because I can go across the street and do the same thing. If you're going to go and tell these guys, I got to change your zoning tomorrow. You can't do that. That's my point.
I hear your point, right? You're saying to me, Barbara, Taco Bell's can go on 3 of the 4 corners.
Correct.
I'm saying one of them's definitely too small. The Plosec property is too small. So now it's your corner and Jackie's corner. And you're sitting in front of me and I'm saying, I don't want a Taco Bell there. So I'm willing to give you all this housing. So I don't get a Taco Bell or a gas station, and you're saying I'm not willing to make that deal, and I'm like, okay, you have C2, you can go get your Taco Bell, and I can't do anything about it, and my neighbors will still be angry with me.
But here's the point. We're reducing that C2 from 5 acres to 3, and then you have the overlay from both sides. You cannot conceivably restrict the use of that property because you've got to be able to put some sort of commercial use there for the investment to even make sense.
Totally want you to put commercial use there. I'm excited about the strip mall. I'm not excited about a gas station or a Taco Bell. I don't know how else to say it.
No, I hear you. But I'm saying if a Chipotle comes, great. If
because they're in the building.
Not drive-thru.
Because
yes.
They're in a building.
Yes.
So is that our conflict right there? I'm thinking about the Taco Bell at Secor and Central.
As a standalone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're saying, wait, in my strip mall, I want a Chipotle.
Possibly. Okay, but what I'm saying is, you can't really do a standalone on the hard corner because you have those setbacks. So everything's kind of pushed back to the south.
So can I say that? No standalone building? You can only get that 20,000 square foot building? That would mean I couldn't get a gas station or a Taco Bell. Am I getting there? Am I getting closer?
I got to confer with my partner. And
can you confer and can I get it just, this will take a second, can I get a glass of water?
Anyways.
You just want me to say no?
Thank you.
Ron's still sitting there. I don't know where Chuck went. Can we? What? So should we just agree with C1 and be done? Uh-oh, my guy left. He left. And now I'm dealing with a...
Maybe he's going to the restroom.
Thanks, C1, I wouldn't have to put all this stuff in. It would be so much easier. One story high. I got to do the same thing. Complementary colors, right? Don't I have to do all that same stuff?
Yeah, well, there's...
It's in there?
We have architectural review for commercial.
And that's you?
It's all in there, yeah.
Okay. She's going to print off all the stuff that I've been saying. So,
oh, is it a Word document?
Yeah, that I can then read from.
I wonder if the notes get so
She's typing preliminary minutes as the meeting goes on. And then tomorrow, she just cleans it up.
See? They're doing something. So you all decided C1 will work and that I can finish my job here. It really, that's where this problem stems from. What is a Starbucks not allowed in C1? Is a Chipotle not allowed in C1?
It doesn't really say specifics. Like
thank
it says,
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
And retail is allowed, but
restaurants that can initially use C1.
So you'd have to come back.
Yeah, you would have to.
We had so much fun this time.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, so restaurants.
So can I give you the conditional use right now? C1 with restaurant use. That doesn't work that way.
Conditional uses are the BZA, unfortunately.
Oh, that would be a problem. Okay. They keep talking about it. You guys already agreed to the residential. I'm just going to run through it with Eric again. You keep talking. Eric, I said single story, no more than 40 units, all two car garages, provided parking areas. All units would have appropriate outdoor lighting, no invasive lighting, no street lights over standard size, and follow a photometric plan.
And also, I guess we're allowed to have a jet on the residential, too?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Whole thing, yep.
There would be extra buffering where there is current residential homes abutting the subject property. The zoning administrator would oversee solid buffering for neighborhood properties And this may addition landscape. This may include additional landscape,
if needed,
and possible mounding and fencing. We would protect the property lines with natural
we could protect existing natural features.
Features. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All property would be put in a JED, and the overlay district would apply
to the entire
area. Okay, that takes us to C2. That's where we're hung up. You have C2 now. I cannot give you restaurant approval tonight. If I could, I would. For C1, because what I want is C1.
When you say restaurant, it's more of a blanket. So if we said no standalone restaurant.
Well, if you say no standalone restaurant under 3,000 foot. Anything Taco Bell, any of them development footprints are under 3,000 foot. Most of them are around the 24 to 2800. So no drive through, single occupancy restaurant.
You're conceding that in the C2 there would be no standalone drive-through
restaurant under
But if we find someone that would like to come back for a building like that, can we stipulate that it would have to go for a conditional use? That way you guys have control of it. And it doesn't restrict us. So in other words, if somebody with a 2,800 square foot...
Can we change this condition? Can you come back and change this condition?
No, no, no. What I'm asking is, we stipulate that there's not going to be any buildings under 3,000 foot with a drive-through. But if there is somebody that wants it, they can come back for a conditional use through you guys.
No, it'd be a modification to a zoning condition through the trustees.
But it has to come back from the board.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's not a conditional use. It'd be just going to the trustees.
So they come back for modification.
Right. So you guys would have control at that point. What goes there?
So you could
modify this condition.
Well, you could put the condition there. If for some reason they get someone who wants to try and do it, they could come back and try and modify the condition. But it would have to go back through this process.
That's right.
Yeah, correct.
So I have no standalone drive-through restaurants. Why do you want me to put that 3,000 square foot thing in there? Because you're going to get a 5,000 square foot one?
And if a bigger restaurant, sit down with drive-through. I mean, Charlie's out in Swanton is probably a 4,000
square foot restaurant.
And that's a sit down. I mean,
oh my God, there's going to be an Outback at
the No. Hypothetically speaking, the larger restaurants don't have them in general.
Okay.
Most nice restaurants don't have it.
All right, now we're at the gas station. No gas station? This is where you got angry last time.
I have a little harbor with that one. I have a little harbor with that one. That was a toughie.
Can that be put as a conditional use? I mean, it's already part of the overlay district. They have oversight on majority of the C2 uses.
True.
Well, it wouldn't be a conditional use, but you could make it a condition of the zoning.
Say, gas station uses will require a conditional use permit?
But that's our special use permit or something.
I'm okay with that.
Which gives you some hope.
Not us. Any potential future, but it's not us.
But it gives you control to see it.
Yes.
So I'm saying no gas station.
Without a special use permit or something.
Well, the conditional use, the only thing I was mentioning was conditional uses go to the BZA. They don't go to the trustees. So it would have to be more along the lines of that they would have to come back to the trustees and get it approved. It just wouldn't be called a conditional use. It'd have a different...
Conditional use doesn't go through the trustees? Does it special use?
No.
No.
Well, conditional. If we could get the conditional use to come through, I think I could get this to C1. But
you could just say the trustees would have to modify that condition. That would be fine. That would be. That's different
then
than a conditional use. So.
All right, I'm going to try here. I know. Okay, so for the C2, there'd be no standalone drive-through restaurants of 3,000 square feet or under. There would be no gas stations. There would be no building greater than 20,000 square feet. There would be no building over one story. There is an architectural review process, so all that would be standard. Hang on.
Okay.
Let me get it through. Modifications to these conditions could be approved by the Board of Trustees.
That's fine.
Yeah, that would be better. That sounds more correct than a conditional use, doing it that way. That.
What else is in C2 that we don't want on this corner is why I'm looking at you.
Well, the overlay district doesn't allow
all those things.
All those bad
right.
things like adult uses
right.
and all that. So you're protected by the overlay district.
That's
let me
why
look
we
in,
put it there.
Let me look in C2 real quick. A bar and lounge is one thing you may not want.
Well, isn't a bar and lounge Outback? But we're talking about, it can't be a strip club because it's in the overlay district,
right.
But a bar and lounge. What is a bar and
I'm thinking
lounge?
Of like a dive bar.
Like Andy and Barney's in Mayberry. That place is awesome.
Okay. They'd serve bar food and...
Yeah,
I guess that place is...
Well, they wouldn't build a new place and put a dive bar in it. It would become a dive bar. And because we're giving them C2...
Bar is public house.
Is it a bar and lounge or is
yes,
it a restaurant?
That's a bar and restaurant.
Because we're giving them C2, 20 years from now, a dive bar can go in there. If right now we got C1, that couldn't happen. So I am conceding... I'm not conceding anything because you already have C2. So what I'm trying to do is protect us as much as possible.
Interesting.
And you won't give me C1, but I'm doing the R3 thing. Oh, wait, because you're shrinking the R2 so much. I mean, the C2.
C2.
Yeah, I got the arguments down,
yeah.
Mr. Having Wine With Me Later. I think it's an ethical violation, so we won't be doing that.
Yeah, the overlay does prohibit a lot of the
okay.
bad things.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to yes, sir, please help me. Yes.
One more question. The single-story commercial.
Yeah. What does that mean, Eric?
My question is if there was a possibility they maybe want to do like a Mayberry-type thing with a couple apartments over that, is that...
Give me a second for that.
Or offices or something.
That would be...
Is that not...
Give me one second. I'm going to look that up. So,
conditional uses.
That would actually need a conditional use to do Mayberry.
Okay.
So it's not they can't do Mayberry by right. They would have to get a special.
Jesus, thank you.
Conditional use. That's fine.
I am doing this because I see the future. Right. I want to be the smartest trustee I can be for the residents of Monclova. And I appreciate you working with me. And I know, Greg, that all you want is straight zoning and you never want to have a discussion besides that. But that's not my job. My job is something way different than that. And I don't think that I'm making the residents particularly happy here tonight. But I think maybe in the future, when it all comes together, it will be the best compromise that the residents are going to get. And I don't trust you like Trudy has stated she trusts you, but I am hoping I can trust you. and you're going to live on Alvin Road, and I can walk around Quail Hollow. So, okay, I'm going to try to get all this in a motion. Please listen, and if I don't get it all... So I am going to move to approve zoning file Z17C375 with all of the conditions of Lucas County, and I have additional conditions. All the property will be in a joint economic development district, and the overlay district applies, and I know that I reiterated that, but I want to make sure you understand it. You're asking for R3, and the conditions on R3 is that they will be single story. There'll be no more than 40 units. All units will have a two-car garage. They will have natural stone accents. They will have subtle building colors and complementary colors for roofing. They will have appropriate outdoor lighting, no invasive lighting, no street lights over standard size, and they will follow the photometric plan. There will be no outdoor dumpster garbage. They will be collected through the neighborhood in small containers. All garbage will be collected in the neighborhood through small containers. Wherever this property abuts neighbors, we will preserve the natural landscape and buffering. We will work to provide extra buffering for neighbors so that they receive solid buffering. The neighbors are the people that abut this property, and our zoning administrator will oversee that process, and he may ask for additional landscape, possible fencing, or mounding. There will be extra parking spots in the R3. I think I got it on R3.
Yeah, extra parking spots for visitors, yeah.
So you already have a C2, but in this proposal you have shrunk the size, and we are asking that there be conditions on the C2, that there will be no standalone drive-through restaurants of 3,000 square foot or under, that there are no gas stations, that there is no building greater than 20,000 square feet, and that there is no building over one story. These buildings will go through an architectural review process, and if modifications need to occur to these conditions, you come to this board for approval.
Yeah, to the Board of Trustees, yeah.
It's already in the TIF. Okay.
And then,
I think that's my motion.
Did we mention the JED again, or was that already?
The JED's in the entire property. I started with that.
Okay, good.
Are you all right with that motion?
Yeah.
Are you going to come back next month and we have to do this again?
No.
Okay.
Get it done tonight.
It's a motion.
It's the motion.
Second.
Second by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate you working through the process with me.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
I'm sorry to the residents that aren't going to be happy. I think I did the right thing.
You'll be happy.
I'm not drinking wine.
You will.
When we celebrate, we cut the ribbon, you will.
In public.
In public. Okay, in public.
Get the rest of this meeting done. We're ready to go. You don't have to be sitting there, do you?
Okay.
All right, go ahead and continue. Well, did he go home for the night?
I move to close the public hearing and return to general session.
Second.
Second by Lane, on the motion, Lane?
Yes.
Agree?
Yes.
Just a reminder, we have not
okay. What? So we're back in general session. I move to approve the minutes as presented by the fiscal officer.
Second.
On the
action?
Thank you for your time.
You say yes.
Hello.
She said yes. I said yes. That takes us to new business, Chairman.
Is Chuck not coming in?
I don't care. It's 8:30. Finish the meeting, please.
I move to close the public hearing and return to general session.
We did that, and we just approved the minutes. We're at new business.
To approve the engagement of the law firm Spangler Nathanson for Township Labor and Employment Matters.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Good evening.
All right. Harold, did Ken have a report for this week?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Any questions? No, I'm using my work password. Okay. Any questions on the maintenance report?
No.
All right, Eric, why don't you look through your report, please?
Okay. Fairly busy for the winter. You know, had 8 new homes, which is kind of a lot. And then just other stuff, 1 alteration, 1 shed. And then the rest of my report is information if you have any questions for me.
Yeah, I just had a couple questions. Seems that with the warmer weather this winter we've had, how do we, the mud in the street, is that just people calling to you on that?
It's a mix. It's people calling into me. It's if I see something really bad. It's if Ken will call stuff into me, especially if it's impacting catch basins or hurting the street in some way. And so then I talk to the builders, and in a lot of cases, I go directly to the county engineer because they have kind of a big stick with the EPA enforcement. So, but it's just a warmer weather and the lack of frost, I guess, is why we're having mud right now.
Right.
Okay. I thank you for all your work tonight.
Thank you.
That was a big job, and I couldn't have done it without you.
Thanks, Barbara. Appreciate it.
I don't know that we did it, but
yeah.
We tried.
Thank you. I do have 2 questions on the large. Thank you so much for putting the large property actions on here.
Yeah.
Because I think it really needs to be noted because I see Jim Moline Builders had purchased 2 parcels. I didn't have a chance to look them up. Is that large acreage?
They were pretty large, and this is just from memory. I was thinking it was 20-something acres total.
So it sounds like there could be some developments going on.
I think he plans on something similar to Coder Cove, my understanding. Large 1-acre lot residential.
Okay. You know that or heard that or?
No, actually I ran into him at an event.
Okay. if you could just kind of put the acreage next to those two.
Yeah, it'd
be interesting if they're buying 10 acres, if they're buying 40 acres, so we know what's going on in the township. Because if they're spending that kind of money and buying large acreage, obviously it's going to come to, sooner or later, into some sort of development.
Sure.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, Kevin, you got a couple action items in your report?
Yeah.
Just before you start, Kevin, this got to us late, and we talked about it in a working session. We were talking about, Harold's got to us late, too, and we were talking about reports getting in by noon on Friday.
Yeah.
You were up at 1:38 Sunday morning doing work.
I was here from 7:15 until then, getting it done. And that was to finish up the other report that you guys had requested on budget stuff.
Okay.
Which is why this report was not on time.
So. Okay. Just repeating so you don't listen to the tape and say, what are they talking about? Just repeating it here.
The 179 calls for the month of December, finishing out the year with a total of 1,864, which is a 5.5% increase over our previous year. We have two action items this evening. First one is Scott May has completed his probationary period, has been evaluated and removed from probation, and he is due an increase in accordance with township and with the department's policy on pay raises or increases based on entry or changes in probation.
Thank you for bringing this to us. I move to increase the hourly rate of pay for Scott May to $17.65 per hour effective January 26, 2020. And 23 in accordance with the pay scale established.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Second action item is the Volunteer Firefighters Dependents Fund Board. You need to elect two representatives from the board to meet with the two representatives from the fire department and then elect a fifth member.
Can you explain a little bit what that exactly is? Since
the Volunteer Dependency Fund Board is the board, God forbid we have a firefighter die in the line of duty, one of the volunteers or part-timers die in the line of duty. This board would meet within 5 days, and there's a host of things they have to determine based on any benefits that that individual would receive.
I move to elect Trudy Yoder and Chuck Herschel to serve as members of
the... Trudy Vickery?
Call you Trudy Herschel just now?
Trudy Yoder.
Sorry. to serve as members elected by the legislative authority on the 2023 Volunteer Firefighters Dependency Fund Board.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Kathleen, can you add this to our January calendar when we do that?
Yeah, just on the organizational meeting with one of the items on there. And Kevin, just had a question on your shift meetings on every Friday in your report there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that just for the guys on duty, or is
yes.
that?
Yeah, to those that are on duty, we sit down in the morning, meet, go over what how things are going, any concerns, questions, anything like that.
Like nurses when they change.
A Friday huddle.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a little more than a Friday huddle, but...
Yeah.
It's not every shift, it's once a week.
It's once a week, and that way we catch each shift. Fridays is one of the days that we do not have anybody off on a regular scheduled day off, such as a Cali day.
Is that every Friday?
Yes.
What time?
Well, we try for 9 o'clock, or I'm sorry, 10 o'clock. That is flexible based on calls and so forth. But
okay. I'll see if it is that... 10, I'll see if I can maybe squeeze a couple of those into my schedule, if you don't mind.
We're hoping to get the medical director to come in as well on a couple of them this month or early next month as well. So. The rest of the report is informational. In light of the time, I'll just, I guess, if you have questions, I'll answer those.
It was an amazing experience, guys. Thank you for including the board in the pinning ceremony. I greatly appreciate it.
Sure.
I think Chuck had a hand in planning it, and I appreciate that as well. So, and whatever staff was involved.
Kathleen. Pizza?
That was it. That was
So it was. I wish I could have come to pizza. It was great. So thank you very much. Now my night was ruined shortly thereafter, but I will try to focus on that great memory.
Thank you.
All right, Harold, you have a couple of action items.
I have three items. They're all pretty routine things. Our highway system mileage certification. Adjustments were made from the mistakes that I discovered from my audit last year, and we're being asked to certify 64.982 miles of public roads as of December 31st, 2022.
I move to certify that Monclova Township is responsible for maintaining 64,982 miles. 64. Oh, wow. You got a lot of miles to plow. Woo! It's getting late. It looks like a comma on my. Better blow it up a little. Kathleen, 64.982 miles of public road as of December 31st, 2022.
Second.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Sorry, I move to appoint Township Administrator Harold Grimm as the Lucas County 911 Regional Council of Governments as Administrator TAC Committee for 2023.
Second.
On the motion, Lane?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Harold, is that something we need to do every year?
Yes.
So can we add that to the January to-do list as well? Thank you, Kathleen.
Should I take the next one?
And her, Churchill's, have we had any issues that you're aware of?
No.
All right, I'll move to waive the township's right to a hearing before the Ohio Division of Liquor Control regarding the change of LLC membership interest for Walt Churchill's Market Limited, 3320 Briarfield Boulevard.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
The rest is information, and I have three copies of the mileage certification that need to be signed. Chuck signs on the top.
Okay.
I believe your attitude for the flock cameras are correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Harold tonight?
I do not have any.
All right. Are there any public comments from any members of the public tonight regarding any of our agenda items? All right. Then I'll make a motion to move from general session to executive session per Ohio Revised Code 121.22, Section 6, to discuss details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols for a public body and to confer with our law director.
Second.
Oh, go ahead, Barb. Barbara.
Second.
On the motion, Lane?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
I'd like a motion to return from executive session to general session.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. See, I thought you were still...
At this time, we have no action items, and I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Lane.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.